Tonight, Pretty Late's Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano rides sidecar for the evening. Then later, we'll continue our two-week coverage of Sketchfest. And finally, it's Friday, so of course we'll play What's in the Box and get a weekend wind-up from Rob Martier. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, man, it's Friday. I don't care how damp and wet it is and how much you guys are talking about the weather. I heard you and Elliot saying it's going to turn nasty and cold and rainy and icy. That's okay, because it's Friday. And Craig, you are I'm determined to make you a viral star. We are posting the videos of what we meant to get to. We've posted a few of them in the past, but I noticed when Hannah Stanley was filling in for me, she was posting them, but with no music. Rob, have you seen any of the? You've seen the dancing, certainly.
I have, absolutely.
And so when Hannah would post them, you know, you have to turn the studio music up so that you, the listeners and the viewers can also hear it online, because Jason Skaggs, his music, his lyrics, it's all
well, right. And I think some people might even say my dancing made no sense unless you hear the music.
Unless you, yeah.
It totally makes complete sense. Right.
I particularly like, my favorite thing is when you go down in the elevator to the bottom floor, but the elevator breaks, so you have to take the stairs back up.
Yeah, sometimes the elevator doesn't go back up for some reason. No. You take the stairs.
So please visit our Facebook page. You can take a look at the video. I also added a shortened version. I'll drop some Instagram clips of that as well. So go to Patty V Show on Facebook and like our page and take a look at that video. Elliot Serrano joins me live in the Allstate Showcase studio. He has seen Star Wars now four times. I saw it with you the fourth time.
The fourth time.
In IMAX 3D.
IMAX 3D, which I am not even the biggest fan of 3D. I think I told you that a bunch of times beforehand, and you said, no, let's go see it. Let's go see it. And I went, okay, how can I say no? And I was like, yes, you need to see the movie in IMAX 3D. IMAX 3D specifically.
It was great. There was one moment where what ship is that? Death ship,
the Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer. It was coming toward the audience, and I reached out because it seemed like you could touch the tip of the ship.
Right, it was like right there, and I saw you like reaching out, and I'm there going, "What is she? Oh, yeah,
it's right there."
We were all laughing. Steve was laughing too. I think Griffin was laughing as well. We were all laughing that you were trying to touch the Star Destroyer.
Oh, yeah, I was reaching out for it. Well, I was, because I think that there comes a moment where you have to give over to it. I think lot of people seem to be watching Star Wars with, she didn't age well, he was kind of corny, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. I just surrendered. I surrendered to it. I surrendered to the experience because right from the get-go, it was still better than 1, 2, and 3. And I was very excited. Plus, I was giggling at the previews.
Yes.
The Avengers with, no, not Avengers, Batman and Superman.
Right.
Not that, but Wonder Woman at the end with the shield.
The shield, and she's sliding backwards because Doomsday is like blasting them. And so that's supposed to set up the new Justice League movie. There is a meme online right now where someone posted, oh, that's really nice how much money Episode 7 is make. After Batman versus Superman comes out, we'll talk. And most folks are going, oh, that's cute. I mean, even the first Superman movie didn't do that well, so I don't know how Batman versus Superman's going to change
that. What would
you
attribute Batman's success compared to Superman's failure? Both times, right? There was one about 10 years ago when they should have just gone with the kid from Smallville.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom Welling, who I thought was great as Clark Kent in Smallville. Yeah.
You already have a built-in audience.
Yeah.
It was starting to go global with that audience. It was a long series on the WB and then the CW. Do you agree, Craig?
I definitely agree. And especially for the newest movie coming out, there's going to be a cameo by a Flash, but it's not going to be TV's Flash.
Oh, that's not okay.
Yeah. No.
That's the thing I don't understand, and I'm glad Craig brings this up, is that the DC does all this stuff with the television shows, and they have that built-in audience.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're following Arrow, you know, and you've already had a quote-unquote Justice League created on the Smallville show, but none of those TV characters are going to appear on the big screen, which to me is silly because at least if you have them on, if you transition from the television to the movies, you don't have to go through the whole origin story again.
Right.
Because we already know their origins, and you know people are going to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that.
I think it's interesting what they're doing on The Shield. They're using Agent Coulson both in the films and on the TV series. It's harder to track. That story, they seem to keep doing, they keep changing the rules, Craig.
Even the latest movie, the latest Avengers movie, they dropped Agent Coulson out because I guess he's just a TV guy now.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Joss Whedon said that his character is still dead in the movie universe.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Is it that it's a television and the movie people are like, they're not as good as us, so we can't put these TV people on movies.
I can't think of the actor's name, but I think he is loved enough on set. And I think that he probably doesn't mind the work, weekly work, compared to what, you know, he's not going to make the money that even Samuel L. Jackson or Scarlett Johansson, he's not going to make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. So he's the lead on an hour-long series. So I think he's doing hopefully, you know, he does well.
Clark Gregg, by the way.
I like Clark. Right. You know who's married to? Do you know who he's married to?
Yeah.
Do not look, Craig. Look
at
me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes.
Not even on the first page. I have
look
no idea.
Look me in the eyes. He's married to Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner.
Oh, really?
He's married to Jennifer Grey.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Love her.
Hi, Rob Martier.
I love her.
Hey, Rob.
Do you mind her after she had her plastic surgery on her nose?
I thought she was much more attractive before.
Well, I think everybody thinks she was unique looking, at least, right? That was part of it?
I wouldn't even call it unique. I just thought she was an attractive woman, yeah.
She was. I think she's still pretty. She was cute on
Dirty Dancing. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The nose job didn't make her uglier, that's for sure.
I think it actually, it seemed to have like a weird effect on, I don't know what effect it had on her career, but she had that sitcom for a while, basically playing herself, having had nose surgery.
And then she was a Ferris Bueller's sister as
yes,
well.
Yes, she was.
That's when I had a crush on her.
I had that hair.
You had that hair?
I had her hair from that and from Dirty Dance. I'll have to show you. I have a picture somewhere. I will post it next Thursday on Throwback Thursday if I have a chance. Yeah, I had the exact same haircut.
The haircut?
The curly bob.
Was that because you didn't want anyone to put you in a corner?
Nobody puts me in the corner. I ended up having perms for many years. I had Julia Roberts hair in college. I had long, flowing, curly locks.
I do not find that to be much of a stretch.
I have all that lot of hair. Now I have Jennifer Lopez's hair, apparently, is what I'm rocking. So there's that. What?
Yeah. Well, you know she got that nose job because people told her she needed to do that.
Right.
Probably some agent or whomever said, you know, you got to fix that nose. It's not a good look for you. And then she went and did it, and everyone's like, why did you do that?
That was what made you unique. Right. You know, that's interesting. Did you see the post I put up with Harmony France as an actress in Chicago? She's also a casting director who wrote a great blog about what she's been asked to mm-hmm. do over the course of her career. We are going to have her on Monday night talk about her piece. And actually, my writing partner, Amelia Serrano, had I called her and I said, did you see my post? She goes, I knew you were going to ask me about this. She said, I didn't like it. She said, my writing partner wanted me to ask, and I will ask, if she thought about trying something else. If in the market that you're in, they keep telling you, we don't want you. Did she try going to New York? Did she try going to L.A.? That's what my writing partner wanted to know, because Stephen Colbert worked in Chicago at Second City and was trying to work as an actor here, and in 10 years only got booked in one commercial. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure if that's what Amelia was telling me. So now this is like a fourth-hand story to you. But that when he went to New York, obviously things took off from there.
Well, it helps when you land on The Daily Show.
And
hook up with Jon Stewart.
And I think there is something about Chicago actors, too, that when we are, you know, when people kind of trip upon us or if we make the move, people are completely blown away by the different sort of style that we bring.
You know, when I retell that story over the weekend, he's going to be a background person in one commercial, and that's it.
Over 20 years.
Over 25 years.
25 years. Exactly.
And on that set is when he would meet Amy Sedaris, and then everything would change from
everything,
there.
Everything will change. Do we have our guests from Sketchfest? Do we have Superpunk, or do we have Unlucky Company? Is there two men in our green room?
Yes, and
we
have two men.
Superpunk is in the green room.
Is there a baby there?
I just saw their show. I don't know if there's a. Why would there be a baby?
Two men and a baby.
Two men and
two and a half men.
Two and a half, three men and a baby.
I don't know.
What movie
three
are you
men?
Talking about?
I'm
there's
sorry.
A ghost behind the curtains. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by our sidecar tonight, Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. And we have Mike and Philip from Superpunk. They're fresh off the stage at Sketchfest from stage 773. And there's a moment, Elliot, where your head would have exploded as our chief geek officer, where Mike comes out on stage and says that he's been cast as Darth Vader in Star Trek. And I think pretty much you would have jumped off out of your seat, only it's part of the scene.
It comes from real life because I don't know much about Star Wars.
Okay, I'm going to need to leave the studio.
No.
But give him a chance.
Wait.
He's about to tell you about
himself.
A miracle.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
Because Philip knows everything about Star Wars.
Sure.
So it evens out.
Well, okay. And I'm going to bust you on here. Yeah.
Mike was one of the first people I knew to not be like huge in Star Wars. I'm like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? He liked Force Awakens.
I did.
And it's, yes.
He texts me and I'm like, oh my God, we're best friends. I can't believe it happened. I was as excited about anything.
Had you seen all the others and were not impressed, or you had not seen all those?
I had seen the first three, but I saw them very late in life.
1, 2, and 3, or 4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6.
But I saw them in like at college for the first time. So I was like, I guess.
He's a Ghostbusters guy.
That's true.
That's fine. Yeah. You can be a Ghostbusters guy. I'm looking for the key. Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Ghostbusters 1 or 2?
Oh. I mean, 1, obviously. But yes. I like 2. 2 has some fun moments. No? I mean...
Wow. Resounding silence. Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm just going to sit here in this corner.
We've really upset him quickly.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even have to.
I upset him with the show.
It's fine.
We didn't even know it was like an upset grenade.
It resolves itself. I think there's so many things that I loved about your show tonight.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a stand-up comic, so there's a little bit of conflict and contrast when it comes to stand-up comics. I think that there's kind of like, you know, those guys just come out there and they've, you know, they got partners on stage and, you know, they have people they can play off of.
Sure.
And for, I think for comics, I think that I think there's a little bit of like, you know, just stand on the stage and just tell the same jokes over and over again. So I think there's a little bit of that. You don't have any of that?
No, I definitely do. No, I would actually say I would admit that I probably had that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I also think as we've gotten older and realized for ourselves, it's like, neither of us are billionaires.
Right.
So, I mean, why are we really upset at each other? It's like,
yes.
You're trying to make people laugh and we're trying to make people laugh. That's pretty great. How about, let's just have a good time.
I respect stand-up more.
Oh, yeah.
I am scared to be on stage alone. I can't do it. And that's why I do improv. We met doing improv and do sketch because I don't want to be up there by myself.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are tremendous together. There's so much and a lot of energy, but and the commitment. I saw Unlikely Company right before you, so it's a different. There's a contrast too, right? One of the reasons I got out of sketch was and improv was the singing, which
that makes to anybody who hasn't done it that makes no sense.
Yes.
To anyone who has done it, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, I get it. Unlikely Company does it. Yeah, thank you. I had to roll him up. Did you? Oh, thank you. Yes, you get closer to the mic. I'll take control if you don't. Exactly. I'm
sorry, go on. You're going insane.
It's okay. Unlikely Company is, they do a great job of doing a little bit of both, right? They have sketches that have no music, but when they do music, they do it beautifully. But I loved also then seeing you guys where it was scene after scene and then scenes that went to the last thing and then moments with the audience. I mean, I've never seen anything. I've seen a lot of sketch, and I really enjoyed your performance.
Thanks
tonight.
So much.
Well, thanks.
And I'm not going into any specifics because I do want people to come see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At Sketchfest.
Sure.
Your show is 8?
Yep.
At 8.
I might go see you again.
Wow.
Are you going to be on the pro again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I do is I'm going to go see Cupid at 7,
great.
And then I'm just going to hide under the chairs and then say, and just still be there.
We can say that you're like our media manager or something like that.
Right.
I have several passes to get.
You're good.
What are we? Yeah.
They let me go wherever I want. I don't know what happened at Sketchfest, but I like just hang out.
Does it have your name on it like last time?
Yeah, this one does. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's cool.
they have their names.
To that end. Yeah, we do. They're really gracious.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, they're sort of our home away from home. When we started in Chicago, we were there right at the beginning of that, and we just kind of like made fast friends with them. And it was always like a thing with Mike and I of like, well, we have to have something ready for next year's Sketchfest.
We wrote shows specifically for Sketchfest when we were starting out.
And some groups do, and some groups they do the best of, or they do a little bit of both. I'm actually going to be doing I'm doing a solo show on Sunday, and I had hoped to do I had big aspirations, and I probably should have gotten like someone to bounce ideas off of. Cause I basically told Craig not to worry about it because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. You might have seen some of this. And then my husband told me today that my mom wants to go, and I was planning on doing some stories about traveling with her. And I have to adjust for that. But do you have friends and family that came out tonight? Because you had a packed house. I got like the last seat in the back.
Yeah,
there
was definitely some people that there was like college friends, and I was told my cousin was there. I was actually told after the fact because our wives and children are back home being wives and children. So they watched Yes. They watched the live stream.
On Giggity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which you can do tomorrow, too.
Not for my show. I'm covering that stuff up.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. But after the words, we're getting texts, and like my mom is saying something like, "Oh, we saw Ryan there." I'm like, "You did?" So they have
in
like,
the audience.
Yeah.
So oh,
yeah,
that's
there
cute.
Was it was a lot of love. It was really nice.
Oh, that's very cool. But we are hanging out with Superpunk. That's Mike and Philip. They're performing tomorrow night at Sketchfest. Go to stage773.com for ticket information. The whole calendar is there. Then you click on the group that you want to see. So if you go down the calendar, you'll see you'll find Superpunk at 8 p.m. at the stage773.com. Click on it and it'll give you your options for buying tickets. And do that right now. More after this on 720 WGN. And Elliot's here too. Yay. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano, and our new friends, Mike and Philip. They are super punk, and they are performing at Stage 773 as part of Sketchfest, the 15th annual Sketchfest. How many Sketchfests have you guys been in?
The first six.
Yes, ooh. I think the first
and then we
six.
Took a break, and mm-hmm. we moved to L.A. and did other stuff, and then we were invited back a couple times, and this was the first time we could make it back.
Yeah. Oh, because I was in the theater, and I asked the tech guy who was coming out of the booth. He had the big portfolio, the folder of what where all the shows were,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him what I should see, and he said, "Stay right here." So
oh,
he said, "Don't
wow,
go anywhere."
That's great,
excellent.
And I also I should have looked at my schedule and been like, "I should talk to the gentlemen that are coming into my studio tonight." So that all worked out.
Worked out well.
I mean, we would have had a good conversation, but it's obviously more enjoyable when I saw the great work that you did.
Thanks.
Very fun. You know, you do something at the end that sort of invites people to come on stage. Do you often have something that incorporates an audience member or the possibility of it? Because I don't know if your phobia is something that you are truly concerned about, people coming on stage.
We don't want people to actually come on stage
yeah,
for
and
that
this
scene.
This is a perfect opportunity to say, if you're listening and coming
oh my
tomorrow,
God, that girl. She was touching your guitar off of you.
It's not just the girl. Her boyfriend came up first and we politely like escorted him off, made a joke of it, and then 5 minutes later, his girlfriend also got up and tried to take the guitar from me. I'm like,
because at least he stopped. Like, he was on the stairs and you were like, no. Yeah. And then he turned around and walked off the stage. But then she got there and, like, started lifting your guitar strap up over you.
I thought she was going to hug me.
No, she was taking
it. And then she grabbed the strap. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. No.
No.
Pass.
Wow, yeah, that
but
was...
But we do love that happened. I mean, it makes it a moment. It makes the show memorable, and it's like... It's this crazy thing that we were all here for, and it makes it a cool experience.
Yes.
And the cool thing I think that Mike and I try to do, and you get with stand up, any kind of live thing is like a chance to make like that weird. This is so pretentious.
Do it.
But it's a chance to like actually connect and communicate.
Yes.
And Mike and I are always trying to talk about how our show, we're trying to almost make an inside joke that everyone in the theater is going to get.
Yes, I agree.
And so, yeah, everybody in that theater, except for apparently two people, had like an inside joke moment where we're all kind of like, can you believe this happened, you guys? No, we will all remember it.
Yes.
And there we are.
We will all remember that. It was weird.
It was a little weird.
It was a little weird.
But was she the same one that kept yelling Alabama at
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh, was she?
Was she the one yelling Alabama?
I'm positive.
I think so, too, because it was coming from in the
yeah,
front
that
area.
Section.
I couldn't see because of the lights, but it was definitely coming from the problem area.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, however you want to
were they
identify.
Overserved? Is that the issue?
I don't
or were
know,
they just,
but
I don't
Alabama! Know. Just and like with no acknowledgement. Like if like and that's the trick, right? You can't acknowledge it. That was brilliant on your part because you could have very easily been like And then
sure.
that's going to fire it.
It.
But it didn't matter because she just kept doing it anyway.
We were having, yeah, to answer your question, we were talking about that earlier and people are like, well, it seems like you're inviting people on. We're like, that's the joke is that these guys can't get anyone to go. And Mike and I were saying later, it was like, you know, like Amanda, Mike's wife, was saying, yeah, you guys do invite people. And I'm like, yeah, but we're still doing bits. The bit is that we keep inviting. If like, what's the end hope if you get on stage and we're like, well, the show's over. Here's your... Play the instrument. You're done.
You have to give
them I don't know.
You have to give them the jug.
I gotta give them the jug.
You have to give them the jug.
That's rewrite a new end.
Just give them the jug. Let's just let them blow. Say blow. Go
just
ahead.
Go for
and
it.
If you're listening to this and you're so confused, come tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And it will all make sense.
I have to see how it goes. Now I feel as though we've now invited more people to come on stage.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm confused.
Do you want to come with me tomorrow night?
All I know is that I would desperately want to get on stage. Now.
I think there is an itch in the audience. I think that there is a little bit of like. There, because there are.
They want to be part of the fun.
They do.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're so inviting.
You're very inviting. Well, you're persistent about it.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
Yeah. So I guess that's sort of the danger of it.
Right.
Like, I guess the way you do live theater is like, so if I say come on stage, but I don't want you to, I have to accept the responsibility that
if you do,
well, here we go.
Yes, it's confusing.
That's mixed signals right there.
It is mixed signals.
Yep. You dated women like that.
Yeah.
You're blowing my jug.
She kept saying, come on stage, and I did. And she went, I don't want you on stage.
Yeah. Yep. Got to read between the lines.
Yeah, Philip is working on that in his mind. He's like, okay, I can see where we went wrong.
No on stage means no on stage.
No on stage.
I think we all agree on that.
You should give out piece of paper, whatever, no matter what happens.
Yeah, we should just hand that out in the audience.
Whatever instinct you have, for God's sake.
A security warning.
Yeah, no. No, because that ruins the bit, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. But there is also, I think there's an element of anticipation, right? Because then people start looking around.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
right?
Sure.
Had you done this bit before?
We
sketch?
We have.
And to the same effect, or?
Only once,
and Mike handled it really well, where he just, like, accepted the person, like, hey, great, yeah, and just let him back down, and it was like message received. Okay, this is just the fun of hearing them fool around with an audience that isn't actually us. But other times it has not happened, so I guess maybe we've just gotten cocky.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the audience doesn't get that we're not the audience that you're talking to.
You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Right?
No,
because
it's a bigger
Elliot is so confused.
But they believe,
I am more confused now.
They believe that you are Alabama for whatever reason.
So here's the deal. Real quick, we play the band Alabama, and the joke is we're saying one of you in the audience gets to come up on stage with us and play the jug in a song. And the joke is that Alabama can't get an audience member to come up on stage
Nobody wants to do it, no matter how enticing they make it.
So we beg the audience, but so, you know, someone
so
in the
funny.
Audience actually gets up.
You know what this means? We're more enticing than actual Alabama.
Yeah.
By extension. Right. That's what I mean.
That's true.
I think you ever seen Alabama?
No.
Have you ever seen
no.
Alabama?
We don't know.
Case
about
closed.
No, but that girl really wanted Alabama tonight.
She did.
She really.
You know, maybe she was a huge fan of Alabama.
Maybe,
because she would not let that go. She
perfect
was getting,
storm.
She was getting
was
on stage with
I
you.
I was. I'm really glad that happened.
It was really funny. It was super funny. But I think that people were. I think there is that element of like, someone's going to go. Someone's going
to
do it.
Well, what if I go to the show tomorrow?
Yes.
And I bring my own jug.
That would be
funny.
Oh boy.
Oh, I don't know. It's so good.
You know what? Let's,
what are the chances?
Let's put your cards on the table. Let's see what you got. Yeah. If you want to do that, I'm not going
to
say no.
We're just going to improvise a new end to that scene and see what happens.
I got a guitar. We're going to make a song. So you aren't going to do it.
Yes.
But you know he will.
I will be there. All right, I'll be there
I'll
tomorrow
better.
Night.
I'll be in the tech booth going, don't go, Elliot. Don't go.
No, I'm going up. The moment he says it, I'm up there. If anyone knows, I have very little inhibition, and I love being on stage.
This is a show that you must see, and I think you would love so many of the sketches that they do. They have one with there's a pitcher on the mound having a tough time, and I just love the manager coming out. I'm not gonna tell him how it goes because you and I would love that. I was laughing, so I'm like, oh, I would totally
thanks.
Do that. Yes.
Yeah, Mike was telling me I like have sort of really gotten into that manager walk, that really careful. But like sort of stodgy, stiff former athlete waddle to the mound.
Yes.
Like, can't make a move. I'll call
like you're still
writing.
Wearing the cup and like somehow it's like taking over your pelvic
like, man,
area.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking around, trying to look casual. Like sometimes they look around to the side. I'm like, what? Just walk to the mound. We know where you're going. It's a beeline.
Yeah,
go straight.
Yeah. We are hanging out with Mike and Philip. I have a question for you when we come back about tonight's performance. And it struck me because my hands were full. We are hanging out with Mike Philip from Super Punk, and they are performing at Stage 773 at 8 p.m. Go to stage773.com for tickets and the rest of the calendar. And Elliot,
be there tomorrow at 8 p.m. because I'm going to be in the front row with the jug.
I'm going to be there tomorrow night hanging out. Sunday, I'm performing at 5 in the cabaret. More for this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. If you go to WGNRadio.com, you can see my guests, Mike and Philip from Superpunk. And we also have Elliot Serrano, our Chief Geek Officer. And if you are able to see the camera over my shoulder, you can see that I am pulling reviews for What's in the Box. I don't know if it's definitely not suitable for work, what I have on my screen right now. I'll just say that right now. That's got to look at the ball bearings on that thing. Anyway, so... Your option, I guess.
There you go.
That's all that stuff.
Beautiful.
That one's pink. It's bright pink.
Well, I like the purple's kind of nice.
Okay,
that's,
sure.
Yeah, jeez. That's classy.
Lots of options.
Well, when you're going through, when TSA is going to unpack your, but you want to plan ahead. So Mike and Phil, now what are your last names? Because I've been calling you Mike and Philip.
Mike Batet and Philip Moddins.
And you guys, are not here from here originally, but you came here for sketch, or were you from here?
I'm from Central Illinois.
We're in Central Illinois.
They can hear
you there.
I know. I'm sure they can. My dad will be so excited because I grew up from farmers, so I mean, WGN is.
Orrin Samuelson is
your guy.
Oh, my God. And Max Armstrong.
You got to meet Orrin once, and it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like meeting the Pope. But I'm from Oneida, Illinois.
Oneida.
The smallest city in Illinois.
Is it really?
750 people. There's like different qualifications for
smallest
for a city.
Okay,
so it's like you have to have a mayor, and you have to have like certain things in there.
Do you all just take turns being mayor?
My dad at one point was mayor, and it's almost just like, look, if you haven't been it, we could probably use you. You can add.
You have Friday nights off, right?
Yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, come on,
come on, you got time.
Yeah, but I'm from Central Illinois, and I lived in Chicago for 7 years.
Wow, and you, Phil?
I'm from Western New York and moved to Chicago for about 5 years. First to do improv and sketch. And then,
yeah, we both were in
improv. Now we live in L.A.
How is L.A. treating you? What's
good.
Yes?
Good. I help run a theater in Santa Monica called the West Side Comedy Theater.
Oh, wonderful.
And I write and direct for a YouTube show called Epic Rap Battles of History.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Have I seen this? I think
you probably have.
Yes.
What did he just say? What?
There's always one in the room that's
oh
like.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Epic Thank rap you. Battles.
Oh, that All right. is so, I like him a lot. I didn't know.
I need to make sure we
got an autograph and stuff. Follow him home. They're so good.
Now you have to react the same way when Mike tells us what he does.
Philip,
I'm sorry. Philip.
That's okay.
And Mike and Philip, gotcha.
I write epic jug battles.
Oh, my favorite.
It's going really awkward.
We're best friends.
We ask people to send in videos, but we don't want them to, but they do.
Wait. Are we talking about actual jugs? Or
no, these are more product reviews.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Nice. Thank well done. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
No, I'm we're primarily writers, sometimes as our acting can show, but I've written a lot of online content and stuff like that for Maker Studios, which is part of what prior to the Epic Rap Battles getting big, but stuff like that.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig is pulling up videos. I can tell. When he starts leaning in.
I'd say there's one battle of a bunch of different directors, and that's probably my favorite one.
That's really good. And Pete's good. Not that they like this is our show, Mike, but is that the one where Pete's Michael Bay?
Yeah, Pete plays Michael Bay in it. It's
the greatest Michael Bay you're ever gonna see.
How you doing, Craig? Craig's like, I don't like this one. I don't like this one. I don't like this one. Yeah. When I was at your show tonight, I had to open up. I was opening a snack, and I had a glass in one hand, and it was a blackout, and people were applauding, and I realized because I couldn't clap, and you're not also going to see me do the sign language for clapping either. Sure. What do you prefer? I mean, and I don't know if there was a preference, but laughter because I laughed the entire time. But I did not clap because my hands were full. Do you have a preference, or do you notice when there's like more applause at the end of a scene, but it didn't seem like they were laughing during it?
You know, I don't think our show, we designed it to be really fast.
So there's less time for clapping,
okay.
I think.
So I don't have to feel bad. What I'm saying is I'm sorry I didn't clap.
No, I would 100% prefer laughter to clapping.
See, and that's what I was thinking, right, was the energy of it too.
Because
it is strange, like, with comics you get applause if like something really hits home, right? Like I noticed that with Unlikely Company, they had a thing about they have a vaccination one.
Mm-hmm.
And as they go through the ignorance of what people are going through right now, people like start connecting with it. And that's when people applaud.
But
the laughter
pieces.
Yeah, I think exactly. But the laughter you want to keep getting that.
It's from the gut.
Yes.
I mean, the applause would be great too.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can't control laughter, so it's an honest reaction. If someone's laughing, we got them. It's a power trip.
Yes, I definitely love when you lost your wallet, but we won't go too much into that because I don't think that's something we can explain.
Yeah. No,
because it was so funny.
We already confused everybody with that joke.
No, I got it. I got you. I got you.
Thank you very much.
Ish in the sandwich. I don't know why the sandwich talks.
It's weird. It's just weird.
That's
every time I think I'm caught up with you guys, You lose me again.
Come on, the talking sandwich.
Come on, why wouldn't the sandwich?
Well, we gave you all the details you need. Now figure out the scene.
Because what was funny was that I was really hungry, and then so then he's standing there with this huge loaf of bread,
which we brought from L.A. by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get the best L.A. No,
we didn't know if we'd have time to go shopping here.
No, it's
so we brought the loaf
of
bread.
We had to be prepared. Yeah, and our wives are looking at what we're packing. We're like, they have bread in Chicago.
And it's a good loaf, but a huge, like, huge bread.
We had to have the weirdest prop check at TSA, where it's like, okay, all right, whatever.
Kazoos, sandwiches.
What else do you have? Kazoos yes.
Slide whistles, sandwiches.
My friends from Comic Thread, one of my friends does a Civil War soldier, so he has like a sword. You know, like, how do you travel? How do you go?
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
This is funny. We were talking about this. We used to, in 2003, had a sketch where we pretended to rob the audience.
Oh, no.
And it was really fun. And, like, there's no way you could do anything like that now.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, not a theater with crowded
No.
Pop. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
We had prop guns and, like, that just gives me the creeps thinking about it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. It's such a fun show. I highly recommend.
Don't clap at me.
I clap.
So we started our conversation before I let you guys go, because I know you've been up for a massive amount of time and
we
you have
came
another
for
show.
This.
I know. Oh, well, thank you. Well,
that other show we just squeezed in.
I'm going to be in LA next week, so we could have just talked out there.
Great.
But wait a minute.
Come to the West Side.
Oh, for sure.
The Glendale? I can't.
No, West Side Comedy Theater.
Oh,
in Santa
yes.
Monica.
I would love to go to Santa Monica.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let me
you totally should.
I have a standing appointment for a waxing there. So anyway, I do. I didn't tell you I bought a six pack. Anyway. She's from Brazil. She's very talented.
Oh, keep going.
They do the best job, sir. Anyway, so we started this conversation with our friends, Philip and Mike from Superpunk, and they are performing at Stage 773. We started this so I can close this out, because Elliot, you must come with, but you cannot yell when Mike says that he's been cast as Darth Vader in Star Trek.
That's when I throw the jug.
Well, perfect. It's before the jug, so then we can take it, and then you're disarmed.
There you go. Yeah. And now, how many times have you seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens film?
I have actually only seen it once.
Okay.
I have a rebellious six-year-old who, his brand of rebellion is to claim to not like Star Wars. although, and I'm telling you right now, America, the kid, I mean, he's 6 years old, and there's spaceships. He likes Star Wars. And he likes when I tell it to him, and we like.
He tells it to him as a bedtime story.
Does he
really? Yeah, he gets real into it. But he said something really funny when I have a comic book of Return of the Jedi from my childhood, and I was reading it to him, and I wrapped it up, and it was like, and that's it. And he's like, oh man, what's next? And this is before Force Awakens came out, and I'm like, I don't know. The new movie's coming out. He's like, oh wow, I can't wait for you to see it and tell me about it. Like, you're the worst liar ever, but I love you.
Well, you're one of the best sketch comics I've seen. Both of you do a great job. Look forward to seeing you at Stage 773 Sketchfest. Hashtag Sketchfest 2016. Go to stage773.com for more information. Do you want us to share, like, websites, any Twitter handles?
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be great.
At Betette, B-E-T-E-T-T-E.
All right, more for this on 720 WGN. We'll get the next one in a second.
Help fight lung disease and join WGN Radio at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers, Sunday, March 6th. Register at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100.
Hey, it's Kristen Decker. I was thrilled to finally experience Goods Furniture in Kewaunee. The picture I had in my head from hearing so many descriptions of the multi-building furniture showplace didn't hold a candle to what I really experienced. I saw contemporary, fun furniture pieces for every room, and since I had planned on making a day out of it, I had lunch in the Wine Cellar Bistro. I ordered that chicken salad because my girlfriend Kathy O'Malley told me to. Goods also has their own craft beer, the Prairie Chicken Ale. I grabbed a six-pack to share with my friends, since you can only get it at Goods Furniture. What I loved most about Goods was dealing with the staff. I felt like I was part of the family, a family that's been in the furniture business for over 120 years. You can buy furniture anywhere, but having a stress-free, fun time doing it, well, that's what makes Goods Furniture special. There's no hype, just honest-to-goodness value, day in and day out.
Goods Furniture is open every day from 9 until 6.
You deserve a home mortgage without the stress. Townstone Financial guarantees it. 312-896-2111, townstone.com.
Townstone Financials is an Illinois mortgage licensee, 6629 and NMLS 136639.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse? Or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
I've heard enough crap from all of you. When I come down there and show you what a real star can do, I swear blow with the telephoto. No Bruckheimer, I work solo. If there's one thing I've learned, bitch, this game is about money.
With his what? Okay.
With his nuts. We're allowed to say nuts on the air.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, nuts on the air is okay.
It's like all slow motion and explosions and the camera.
Yeah, the visual is pretty awesome.
It's fun.
It's one of the best ones.
Here's the fun thing. Pete gets into those characters depending on who he plays for ERB, Epic Rap Battles. And when he plays Michael Bay, he just strutted around the stage and was like, what's up? And it was like a ladies' man. It was so fun to be around him as Michael Bay.
Oh, well, yeah. I have to get to look at the Epic Rap Battles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's youtube.com/ERB.
ERB.
Yeah, and it's in history, Patty, so you're actually going to like a lot of the presidential ones.
It's my degree.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Set.
Got a history degree. I know nothing. I don't remember anything. Was there any other contact info for Twitter?
I'll throw out one. It's at Philip Mottas. PhilipMottaz, because no one would spell it right.
And you got a poll running right now on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we do have a poll running. So please vote. I think there's a couple more hours. Whether you prefer farts or smarts.
Farts or smarts.
At last check, smarts was in the lead, which we were very surprised. Early polls indicated farts was in the lead.
I'll put myself down for smarts.
Okay.
Smarts.
That makes me feel good for America.
And you should feel good for America. And for Super Punk there at Stage 773, go to stage773.com for tomorrow night's tickets. Well, technically tonight, but you know what I mean. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Mr. Martyr, are you joining us in the Allstate Showcase Studio?
I'm on my way down.
Excellent. Can you bring some ice? And then we have to figure out what we're going to do.
10-4. 10-4.
Why is Roger laughing at that? I wasn't like, it's not like I have a wound or something. Did you hear Roger laughing in the background, Elliot?
Because he knows why you
don't know why. You're coming down.
Can you bring some ice?
Hey, bring some ice.
I guess it does sound strange. Like, you know, we're at work and
Swing by the vending machine and get me a pretzels?
Actually, yeah.
Pretzels? Chocolate covered?
You know, could you grab something that goes with vodka?
Something that goes with vodka, Roger.
Like lemonade or something?
He's just shaking his head.
Because the Carnarvon wagon was supposed to roll through here tonight. And I can't have Rob Martyr. I have Mike Silver and Sarah Barnhart, who are part of Sketch 773. Every Friday night, we keep the Carnarvon wagon open at 5 p.m. on Ro Khan's show. They have cocktails, and they do the 5 at 5. And we do the weekend wind-up with the Carnarvon wagon still being open, having cocktails. But our Carnarvon wagon, I guess the wheels fell off and did
That's
not arrive. Yes. Huh?
That's unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate. But I found a bottle of Absolut in the green room.
I'm thrilled by that. There's no alcohol. We don't have a guest here. Oh, wait. There's a bottle of vodka.
There's a bottle of vodka. I don't know whose it is.
This radio station.
I have a backpack, and it does have a flask.
I know. I checked already. I'm just
kidding. Patty, you drank it.
The security.
Stop it, Patty.
Security in this building is amazing.
I can run across to the Walgreens.
Walgreens is closed.
She knows.
I planned
she
knows. All this.
There's a 7-Eleven a few blocks down, though, if you want to go.
Yeah.
The Billy Goat.
The Billy Goat.
Maybe I can run to the Billy Goat.
To go. Get some to-go cups.
Some to-go cups.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
Is there a 7-Eleven nearby?
There is. But so we usually do a little cocktail, a little weekend wind-up. We do have trouble with our Friday night bartenders, and maybe it's because they're busy on Friday nights. Maybe a lot of bartenders.
To be honest, we picked a poor night to ask bartenders to come in. Friday is probably not their easiest
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but we don't want to be like, you know, having cocktails on
Tuesday.
Monday night.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, Friday seems like a good night to just sort of wind down.
I mean, that's why they're busy.
I know, we didn't think this through very well. I don't know. Sarah, your show is on the 17th at Stage 773.
It is.
Doing a solo show called This is the Worst. I'm not saying this is the worst, that our Carnarvon wagon isn't able to be. Well, it's not our Carnarvon wagon. It's Rokon's. You've performed the show before, and this is kind of a showcase for the festival. Are you excited?
I'm extremely excited. I performed it this summer. Did three shows in a row one weekend.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Do you ever, like, when you do it back to back, do you ever worry about, did I just do that line, or do you feel pretty organized with?
No, I prefer it that way. I started doing theater initially, so mm-hmm. I'm used to doing multiple shows in a weekend.
Okay. But yeah, I've done three shows on a Saturday night at Zany's and been like, I've actually repeated the joke right after I just did it. I'll be like,
did it hit well the second time?
No, I sat in the middle. Like, I just said that, didn't I?
Oh,
that was
wow.
Right. Better to acknowledge it than to play. To just, you know, it's
that's
okay,
true.
Michael.
That's true. And then they laugh.
Yeah. Well, because I just, you know, I'm like, look, I messed up. I'm tired. I've been up. My boys have been up since 6 a.m. It is now midnight.
Yep.
It's kind of the candles. All of my wax is gone on all the ends of my candles. Michael, you had a show tonight.
I did.
And you guys perform again for Sketchfest?
No, we don't.
That was
that was it.
It was so good.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was such a good show.
I get to perform with Sarah next weekend, but that show with Unlikely Company was just tonight.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
I mean, you saw it last
year.
We're
doing a wrap. But I did not see, the only bit the sketches I'd seen before, Elliot and I saw you guys when you did the Discovery vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I was talking about last segment where people applauded. People started clapping in the middle of that one.
It's a great statement.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's that these scientists have eradicated polio and then mm-hmm. they go through it. Like now no children have to die prematurely and people don't have paralysis mm-hmm. and you know, unless you really screw things up basically, which in some parts of the world in this country
and this,
you know, we kind of have. And as a scientist, was that something that you kind of were excited about?
So I do not work in biology.
I know, but still, you're still a scientist.
I am.
You see people acting irrationally.
I do. It's frustrating.
Yes.
It can be frustrating, but it's that scene I really like because it's making a good statement, I think, about like we're humans, we're moving forward with technology. Like, you know what? If we all make mistakes, but like. Let's progress as a civilization. But it's put in such a great comedic way where they're just like spouting these complicated terms and turning their heads and yelling randomly with British accents.
And a little bit of swearing.
Oh, yeah. They use a few words.
Yeah, salty words.
Salty words.
Yes.
And I've learned from being on your show before, like, you can't use those.
No, you can't use those salty words.
No, not here.
No. I mean, if you did, I would hit a button and then we would say goodnight.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, oh, it was a shame what happened to Michael and Sarah.
Save the salt for the pretzels.
Well done, Sarah.
She is all about coding whatever might be inappropriate, and she will make it appropriate, this girl.
Oh,
for real.
Now, is that a little bit of your... now, are you originally from North Carolina? Or is that
I
where,
am.
And
born and bred.
A little bit of your Southern sort of charm that you try to sugarcoat things?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are plenty of Southern people that don't sugarcoat things.
No, that's true. They're doing it less and less sugarcoating.
My personal upbringing, yes.
Where in North Carolina?
Winston-Salem.
Oh, excellent. I don't know why I got excited. It's always Charlotte, it seems like. Although people seem to move to Charlotte. Much less than be from Charlotte, Winston-Salem. And what brought you to Chicago?
The comedy scene.
Taking
classes, like a lot of people.
Which, are you taking classes at Second City?
I did. I went through three of their programs, but I am just out there doing it right now.
Okay. And then when you say that three of the programs, because I'm not familiar with the levels. I never took I took Players Workshop, which I don't think is even around anymore.
I haven't heard of that.
I haven't thought so.
But so there's difference between like the levels and the programs. Like the levels would be like A,
oh,
B, C.
I see.
But the program, if you're in A, you're in the introductory improv program. But that's a year long.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Posen runs that. And there's conservatory, music conservatory, acting. There's so many programs there.
Okay.
It's insane. And now they're expanding. Mm-hmm. Do you know about this?
No.
They just opened a new facility after they burnt down a few months ago. And it's...
new student center, new classroom.
It's insane. It's
new theaters, I think.
Yeah.
Well, because they've also, at some point, they realized they could also work with people in the corporate industry. You know, they get to talk to have, you know, for public speaking, for ways to improvise, problem solving, those kinds of things. So, and then they have so many different casts all over the, you know, traveling casts. They have cruises. They have all kinds of things. So whenever people are in Chicago and they ask me which way is Second City, I say, I don't know, but I can tell you where Zany's is.
Yep.
Because Second
yep.
City is just fine.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing great. They're fine.
Yeah. They'll be, well, and that fire was massive.
Massive.
And did you also do programs at Second City?
Oh, I've done programs there as well, yeah.
We actually did the music improv program together there. That's how we met.
Yeah. Okay. And so we've done a few projects since then, but it's been amazing working with Sarah. Like, she's great.
It's been amazing.
Wonderful.
And wonderful working with Michael Silver.
look at you guys just gushing. Well, let's see what kind of cocktails Rob Martier and I are able to whip up when we take a break after this on 720 WGN. Craig, you are a genius. I completely forgot that Doty Liquors gave us a hockey stick filled with vodka before the Christmas holidays, before the holiday season. So we are breaking open the vodka-filled hockey stick and sharing it with our guests. Rob Martier has brought down some ice and tonic. Roger, are you sure you want us to save you some hockey stick vodka?
This is a magical night,
high
by
stick.
The way.
It's called high stick vodka.
All right, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
It is.
Hold on
called
a second. I can't hear you. Oh, now I can
hear
you.
Oh, there you go. You can go to High Stick. Follow them on Twitter, at High Stick Vodka, actually. They tweeted at us last time, so we want to thank them and Doty Liquors in, was it Elk Grove Village? Can you Google that for me? D-O-T-I. I know Polly's probably listening. I get it wrong every single time because I can't remember if it's Elmhurst or Elk Grove Village, but I'm going to go with Elk Grove Village.
It's in Elmhurst. 104 East Fullerton Avenue.
That's what she said.
I heard
right?
it both ways.
Isn't that what she said?
Yeah. Elmhurst.
She said Elmhurst.
That's what I thought.
What's the address in
104 East Fullerton Ave in Elmhurst, Illinois. The phone number is 630-834-0025. Yes. They're not open right now.
They have high stick vodka.
They're not open right now.
But you can. Is that mine?
Call them at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Why are you taking a?
Is anyone giving me some hockey stick?
Yeah, we need to give Craig some hockey stick vodka.
There's a little left.
Yes. All right. So there you go. So happy Friday. Cheers,
happy Friday,
everyone. So Mike Silver, who just closed his single performance with Unlikely Company.
Yes. Yeah.
But you'll be performing next weekend with Sarah.
The Comedy Dance Collective, which Sarah is one of the founders.
There's so much going on. So when is that happening?
That's 7 p.m. Friday night in the Thrust at Stage 7.
January 15th.
At Stage 773. Mm-hmm. It's comedy based in movement and dance.
Can we tell her how this started?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
This all started a couple years ago when we did our music improv program at Second City. We were asked to bring in a physical piece. And one of our other founding members, Gene Bodavita, his dance instructor in college told him to hold his arms out further, that he had T-Rex arms. He needed to stop having
He couldn't. T-Rex
he always held them here.
He held them too close.
Okay.
So long story short, we took that and we ran with it. We do this amazing parody of Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Time of our
life. Does anyone get caught midair?
Oh, yes. Oh, that might.
Do we?
Hey.
Yes. Hello.
So we do that as T-Rexes, and literally killed.
It
slayed. The T-Rexes slay.
Every show. And honestly, when I was in the class and I was like pitching my silent piece, and I see this and I'm like, nope, done. Nope. That's in the show. That's in the show.
Oh, wow.
It performed it for 7-8 weeks every single time. Was probably the biggest laughs of the show.
Oh, I love it.
It was amazing.
It was my proudest moment. One of my proudest moments in Chicago was being a dinosaur.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And that will be relived
next Friday.
Dinosaurs
Friday
live forever.
Night. And they do.
These T-Rexes will live
yes,
forever.
Yes, you've memorialized them through dance.
As we experience in real life. Yes. Like, they have lived.
Yes, yeah. They have. Rob, you have to come to Sketchfest.
Yeah, Rob.
I'd love to.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
When do you want to go?
Rob at Sketchfest.
Rob wants whenever. To go on January 15th at 7.
That's when he wants to go.
There we go. I do. It was amazing because I was just thinking that.
And what is the dance group called?
It's called the CDC.
Which is not the Center of Disease Control.
No.
Well,
we have a colon in there somewhere. It makes a little smiley.
Colon DC.
Yeah.
Dance Collective.
The Comedy Dance Collective.
Comedy Dance Collective. And by the way, thank you for, was that really your phone number tonight on stage?
Oh, 3,000%. Oh, you haven't seen that. Yeah.
No, that
is legitimately my phone number.
Such a funny number.
Thank you. Gay.
Mike, yeah, invites men who, you know, you don't have to spend money on dates and all. By the way, both your show and Heavyweight, Elliot, you might appreciate this, and I'm sure all the men do, seem to have an element of, like, bitches cost a lot of money, basically.
I mean, well, I guess
we do.
Out of our show, that was probably my number. Kind of flat out said it, and
yes.
I said, mm-hmm. "Don't." I mean, with the B word, I don't know what we're allowed to say.
Yeah, I did.
So okay, today, you. Yeah. But you're a lady. You're allowed to say that.
There are many that would argue with you. Many of them listening to the show right now. Maybe on the show. Apparently.
Yeah, but yeah, I literally say that in the piece. It's like, oh, stop! You don't have to buy them meals anymore. Just date me. Turn gay.
Yeah, this seems to be a running thing because then TJ. J. Miller was playing a woman with Nick Vatterott, and basically the conversation is about how Nick offers to buy her a drink, but how about if I just give you some money instead, and you just stay here and have a conversation with me?
Oh.
And like, and he convinces her to do that, but then he says, well, how about if I just give you, how much would it take for me to basically just go home and just like not have drinks with me, like basically prostituting. And
whoa.
Yeah, and it was interesting because then TJ turned it around even after that, like, I'm not a prostitute, but then he as she, it's confusing, go to Sketchfest to see one of these miraculous moments on stage, but it was very funny. But there seemed to be a theme of I saw it a couple times that women cost money. Are we?
But they do.
But you cost money to yourself too. Like makeup costs so much money.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. You already with yourselves.
Yeah. I love how he's pointing at the two women in the studio.
You with
right
the thing.
That's what I point out.
How much lipstick was given to me? I did not buy it.
Free gift with purchase.
So, okay, I may
sure okay, Robin Elliott, I'm
just,
tell us.
I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. So you give your phone number out on stage.
Yes.
And it's your actual phone number.
It's seven signs.
What are those numbers?
That are flashing.
Wait, let me look at the picture. I took
so,
a picture
so you give your phone number out. Has anyone ever called you after that bit?
Not called, texted, yes.
Texted. Have you ever gone on a date?
I haven't. You know what? It's so frustrating. And the whole point is literally I'm a single gay dude who has this, like, a pretty solid piece in this show. It's so much fun.
I'm glad you said in the show. Because
again, I'm getting this whole thing. First, Superpunk
says
they invite people on stage that they don't want to go on stage with them. He's giving out his phone number, asking for dates that he won't go on. What is up with you comedian folks?
I don't do any of that. I bet you Sarah doesn't do any of that.
What do I do?
What do you do? What do you do in your show, Sarah? Do you give out your phone number
she
and
doesn't
not expect guys to call
although,
you?
Although,
I don't. I light things on fire.
She writes her phone number down on a piece of paper and lights that on fire? That is amazing.
She traps a man in a box? That's my experience with her show.
So I was told...
What?
I don't approach men in a normal way, like walking up and just talking to them.
Takes a baseball bat to them.
There you go.
Close. hockey stick full of vodka. call back.
Nice. Well done.
No, I always have to set a trap. It's a pride thing. I don't want them to know I'm interested.
Wile E. Coyote trap?
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome.
So that a friend told me a few years ago, he's like, you're like Wile E. Coyote when it comes to talking to a man. So I've always thought of that. I've always wanted to use that. And so I use it in my solo show. I have a couple of videos. I have some Acme Dynamite strapped to my back. I wear Mike's rollerblades.
I was going
to
say,
I borrowed his rollerblades.
She does. Yeah, she borrowed mine.
These are videos. Oh. But
so, because you also had a performer at Unlikely Company who talks about how hard it is to date. We talked to her after the show last time we saw her. She had a whole song about nothing.
Sheena.
Right?
Oh, Sheena, yeah. Sheena's in the Comedy Dance Collective.
There's a lot of pain at Sketch 773.
I know. Sheena, I asked you out after that show, and you said you'd go out, and then I never heard from her again.
Same thing.
So I don't want to hear about this quote-unquote pain.
Sheena, text me your response if you're listening, and I'll read it to him.
No,
later.
She said no then. That night she said no, didn't she?
Said she would, but then...
No, I thought she said she would.
She said she would, but then I tried... I called her, I messaged her, I never heard from her.
I'm a close friend with her. I will... Let her know.
We'll see her
not only do they cost us a lot of money, Elliot, but women cost us a lot of heartache. A
lot of heartache.
A lot of heartache.
It hurts. All I know is I see a trail of Reese's Pieces going to the green room. I'm wondering if that's a trap.
That's been said. If there's a box on a stick over there, I don't know.
I'm just saying, guys, just you both seem to find a lot of heartache in women. Like,
no, not me.
Go gay today. Women. Like, oh,
at least
okay.
telling you, well, you have a choice, is what you're saying, just in case later down
just
the road.
Make the choice. Right now.
But I thought it wasn't a choice. That's, I've been misled.
That was the whole reason for the piece. So that's the whole reason
choose
I wrote it.
It
was
it.
I because like there was the whole Lady Gaga writing this about like all the gay people, and I'm like, yes,
born
we get it.
Way.
It's born this way.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I want to write a piece that is literally the antithesis to that.
And
I was like,
done.
You know what? It's going to be vile. It's going to offend people, but I'm going to do it.
But he even has like a barbershop like straw hat, you know, like the old timey like ragtime hat.
Like Music Man. Yes.
He's got a cane.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's
look
quite.
Look at this face, though.
Well,
I don't think he can offend
he's
anyone.
So pretty.
Uh-oh. I don't know. The word's on my mouth. I don't know.
All right, then.
Maybe someday.
Maybe. Do we have a break before the news? No, we don't. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's not take a break. We'll take a news break. And we need two callers. Do you guys want to hang out for another segment?
I'd love to.
Yes.
I'd
so we have a game called What's in the Box. I need two listeners to call to be our contestants. We have gift cards. And by the way, Michael, someone asked me. I did to make sure we get your information off to Apt. I'm backed up on those. So hold tight. We are getting them out to you, your prizes. But we need two listeners. Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics are your prizes tonight.
Boxes on the hills.
Little boxes, all the same.
There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky. And they all look just the same.
And the people in the houses all went to the university.
Well, they were put in boxes. And they came out.
I love Steve Martin. I really, really love Steve Martin. That's so spectacular. Joining me in the Allstate Showcase Studio are Rob Martier, Mike Silver, Sarah Barnhart, Elliot Serrano, and Roger Badish is up in the newsroom. And we are playing What's in the Box, as you can tell from the music. We have two listeners on the line. We have two contestants. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
No, I actually haven't.
All right, hold on one second. I'm gonna make sure I get Jim on the line so
Big
I can explain.
Brian and Jim.
Brian and Jim. Jim, how are you doing?
Good.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Jim-o. I wonder if I should have Jim explain it. Do you want to explain it, or do you want me to go ahead and give the instructions?
I'll allow you.
Okay, so I shop a lot online, and if you shop from one particular merchandiser, let's say retailer, they send everything in exactly the same box, regardless of what you've ordered online. So you could order a toaster or a sweater, a pair of snow boots, maybe an adult toy, maybe a fishing rod. And people will write reviews for anything and everything. And I was shopping a little bit, curious about what other people thought about a particular item, and I was surprised by how detailed they were. So I started reading more reviews, and then I realized how much fun it would be to try to get our listeners to guess if the reviews we read to them are for an appliance or for an adult toy. Does that make sense, Brian?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to have Jim go first, only because he's heard it before. So Roger Badish, who I love that you pull up your own reviews, do your own research, because there's only so many dildos I can look at in one night.
You know the implication there, Roger.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, that could go so many ways.
I like sharing the work is what I'm saying. I like sharing
It's getting
the work.
More difficult, though.
I know.
At least this is very difficult.
It gets very hard. Yeah. So can you please...
So hard.
Don't start. Don't start at the beginning like this.
I didn't start it last time you did.
I know. It was my fault. It's my fault this time as well. You are reading for Jim, Roger.
Okay,
it's your all turn. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm giving you the best one, Jim.
Here we go, Jim.
All right, here we go. Again, either toy or appliance. All right. I had an unusual situation to overcome. My wife and I were getting extremely tired every night. So, the search began.
Wow. That's it? Wow, Jim, I don't know.
Do you want me to read it again, Jim?
No.
Or?
Jim, what do you think?
No, I'm gonna say appliance.
Oh, darn, you're right.
You thought you were tricking him.
I thought I was.
But it was an artistic delivery of that review, and we all loved it very much.
Thank
Jim has now pulled ahead by one, and Rob Martyr will read for Brian.
All right, here you go. Ready, Brian?
Yep, I'm ready.
I can't believe this thing only costs $28. I never saw one in my life. I've always had this weird thing about having to do everything by hand. By hand.
I have that same thing.
By hand.
Okay.
You keep saying hand.
I know. Don't let my... you have to suss out your own answers because... Or suss out, or whatever the word is.
It was suss out.
Suss out, yeah. Because you have to be careful. We can trick you.
I can read it again for you.
There you go. Let him read it again. No.
I'm going to go appliance.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done.
Well done, Brian. We have a tied game.
I was trying to trick him with the by hand.
By hand. I know. That's why. And then I led him the other way. Just like I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be quiet now. Now you all know how the game works.
Oh, no.
And I will leave you all to your own devices. For Michael Silver, his first time playing What's in the Box, he will read for Jim.
So I bought this based on people saying it had a good low speed. And yes, it does. The last one I owned had speeds that were high, super high, and bat out of hell high.
Nice. Nice. Well done.
That was excellent.
I'm going to say appliance.
It says that at the top of the page.
Yeah, it's an appliance.
Yes, it's appliance.
Wow.
Appliance.
Congratulations. Well done.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That. I was kind of excited about the bat out of hell. Okay. I was going to check
it. He can look that up for you again in case you need a reference.
I know. That's one hell of a hand mixer. Sarah will be reading for Brian.
I would just like to say I'm reading this exactly as it's written.
Yes, because people don't always use appropriate, good spelling.
Grammar or something.
Yeah, all that. Okay.
Some may say the love it or like, but coming from a very picky, choosy person, I'd rather just not use this. Waste of money.
Oh my God.
I'd rather just not use this. I kind of love that. Okay, sorry. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to go Merrill Aid.
Oh, a toy. He's saying toy.
Yeah.
That would be correct.
Oh. Don't get complicated.
It's a toy. Merrill Aid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Merrill Aid.
Wow. He's PC.
I was about ready to say my next door neighbor, but that's not cute.
Here's the thing.
I don't know her.
Brian, I think that's limiting when you say marital aid, because also loneliness aid, Friday night aid, twice a day aid.
Mm-hmm. Seven days a week aid.
I'm just saying.
Friday aid.
Band-aid. All right. So,
like when I get home aid.
There you go. All right. We are now on Jim. Elliot, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim. Here's your review. It does the job, but it's cheap material. And I guess you get what you pay for.
Hmm. Ooh.
Wow.
Boy.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Yes.
Has anybody missed one? This is mind-boggling.
I don't think so yet. I don't think so.
It's 3-2. Jim is ahead by one. Roger, please read. And by the way, next round, I do believe we need to ask Elliot. We have to pick a Star Wars character, either Jar Jar Binks, a Yoda, a Chewbacca.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, so we will pick it. And you know what? The contestant can pick for that.
The contestant can pick
like
the
that.
Voice
Lord.
I do it in.
Yes, all right. I like that. All right. Roger will read for Brian.
Okay. Here we go. This company is doing false advertising.
Oh.
It looks nothing like how they... Oh, I got to go into my Get Smart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me try
I like
again.
That. That okay. was good. Yeah. Right. I like where you were going with that. Go
this ahead. Company is doing false advertising. It looks nothing like how they have it in the pictures. Second of all, the walls are way too thin.
Sorry.
They have 500 police surrounding the building as we speak.
Was that part of the review?
No.
Okay.
That was ad-libbing. I think that was ad-libbing.
See, that's a hell of a review.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So what do you think?
I'm gonna go toy just because you said walls, and I can't think of anything else.
Wow. That's another winner.
Well, yeah, because...
wow, well done.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know... You get a little carried away, and the neighbors get upset.
So is everyone going to do a crazy voice this round?
Why not?
Everybody do a crazy voice.
Sure. I don't know Star Wars, but I'll do my best.
No, any crazy voice.
That's great.
That was Get Smart. Okay, Rob, whatever you want to do here. You are reading for Jim.
All right, I'm going to do it as a Chicago Union heavy, okay?
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Who am I reading for?
You are reading for Jim.
All right, Jimmy, ready?
Yes.
It's heavy enough to do a good jab, but I can still throw it in a drawer. Jim, I'm going to read that to you again, all right? It's, all right. And I'm from Local 293, all right? All it's right. Heavy enough to do a good jab, but I can still throw it in a drawer.
I'll say appliance.
Oh, man. It's a toy. It's a toy. It's a toy. I mean, what's the problem?
That's a toy?
It's a toy.
Wow. Yeah. Can I have that?
The Bears. The Bears.
Okay, that's our... Yes,
Ditka.
Yes, Michael, you're going to be reading for Brian.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What was your last voice?
It was a Chicago.
Chicago.
Unionized. Chicago, I'm a unionized. Plumber.
All right.
And a pipe fitter.
All right. I'm going to work toward... Because I thought you said Star Wars or something.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, voice. So I'm going to do a Yoda who has worked for the Chicago...
Oh, my Lord. All right.
Okay, new level.
Cheaply made... This is, for the money, it was okay, I guess. I'll repeat. Cheaply made, this is, for the money, it was okay, I guess.
All right, I'm going to accept that challenge next go around.
Sounds okay. Like Bush doing 1,000 points of light.
I was going to say, it's a Chicago Union member who is from...
Also speaks slightly like Yoda.
Like further south than the south side of Chicago.
I was going to say that's below the Mason-Dixon line.
I mean,
on that
I just
one.
Moved a few words to the end.
I have to get a Kegel exerciser on, I think.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who was that for? It was for Brian, right?
Yes.
Yes. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to say toy.
Appliance.
Oh, the voices are throwing you all
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Interesting. Jim, Sarah Barnhart is going to read for you.
Okay. I'm struggling with which voice I want to choose.
You don't have to tell us. You do.
I know.
And we'll just enjoy it.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about, but okay.
You sounded like the Swedish chef.
Should I try that again?
I don't even know what game we're playing anymore.
Nothing to write home about, but okay.
Oh, you're so good at that.
So what do you think? And who are we on? We're on Jim?
That is Jim's clue.
Okay.
I'll say toy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Jim. Nice stuff.
Yes.
Nice
stuff. Wow. Ooh, I think there's a lead.
Wow,
now,
who
right?
writes home about that kind of stuff? Okay. My dearest mother, I have found something entirely new in my life. Please send double A's. ever yours. Okay. Jim is ahead by one. It is 4-3. Brian, now, do you want him to choose which Star Wars character you read this as, Elliot?
Sure, he can choose.
Elliot. Okay, so Jim, Brian, what Star Wars character would you like Elliot to read your review?
Oh, I have to understand it, so I can't say R2-D2.
Okay, right, that's tough.
C-3PO.
Ooh.
All
right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
C-3PO. Cannot evaluate as this was a gift, chosen because of the name.
Yes!
Yes! Good. I was a little worried about that one. He nailed it.
That's
good.
Solid. Yeah. What do you think,
Brian? Because I'm going to go toy.
It's an appliance. Sorry. It's an appliance.
Oh, dear. All right. So it's 4-3. Jim could win on this review because it's best of five. So, Roger Badish.
Oh.
Would you kindly do the honors of reading for Jim?
Give me a second here because I got 8 to choose from, even though I've done 2 already.
How often?
I come prepared. Come on.
I appreciate it. And it is appreciated.
Okay.
You can't laugh at your own reviews before. Okay, yes, you can. It's the kind of game.
No.
No?
Okay. Hold on.
All right. We're here. Whenever you just let us know when you're ready.
Okay,
I'm checking my Facebook page. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go, officially. Mm-hmm. The product was slightly larger than the picture. I did get it to work. I was blown away by the quality.
Ooh. Interesting.
Say appliance.
Arango.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Still in the game. All right. Wow. Rob Martyr is reading for Brian.
All right, Brian, go ahead. Choose a voice, buddy.
Wow. Just choose a voice. Any voice?
Sure. Anything he wants.
Anything he wants.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, good choice.
Adrian. All right. Adrian. Here we go.
Adrian.
I like the Turtles. You know, it's good. Absolutely.
Wait, what are you laughing at?
I really think Patty should do it, actually.
Yes.
Yes. So good.
Yes. All right, Patty.
Rob, give it.
Do it, Patty.
Please, 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 please.
Yes, yes, please.
Absolutely hate it. The theater doctor.
You are spinning all over the console. You are spinning all over the console.
Boat goes the wrong direction. Difficult to use. I love.
Wow, that was like uncanny.
And the facial expressions too. Yeah, I mean, it was like Stallone was in the room.
I didn't know Stallone puckered that much.
No, look at his mouth. He does this all the time. Adrian,
I can't even see you, Adrian.
Adrian.
Come closer. I can't see you. Is it you?
Brian, I am so sorry. Would you like me to read that again?
Or do you have a guess? Sure.
You got to do it as Balboa still.
Okay, everybody, I'm turning everyone's mics off. Hold on, or I'll leave them on.
Absolutely hate it. The speed adjuster goes the wrong direction. Difficult to use.
Youth?
Youth.
Youth.
Youth. Did you say youth?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say toy. I'm
so sorry. No, we are messing you guys up with these voices. It's an appliance. Okay, Rob Martyr, it's still your turn to read for right. Jim. He could win the game here.
All right, Jim, you ready?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna do this one straight up, okay?
Okay, straight up.
Okay.
Lightweight, easy to clean, love it. Lightweight, easy to clean, love it.
Okay, now can you do it one more time as a guy getting attacked by a crocodile?
Is the crocodile already rolling, or am I still...
It definitely has you. You haven't been bit into yet.
Lightweight, easy to clean, love it.
I'll say appliance.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, toy. So sorry.
All right,
good
Michael.
Try, though. All
yes,
right.
Very good try. All right, you're reading for Brian, yes. Michael.
I will try to keep it as simple and without accent as possible.
Okay. You're doing a great job already.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not all that great, period. Not sure why brush at top is there.
That's how it's written.
That's how it's
literally
written.
Verbatim. Not all that great, period. Not sure why brush at top is there.
Appliance.
God, it's a toy. It's a toy.
I don't know why that brush is there. That one stumps me every time, too.
I have no idea.
I may have to buy that.
Didn't you look these up, though?
Yes. No, I saw the picture.
Okay, well, okay. All right.
It's not so much a brush as... Anyway. Sarah, will you please read for Jim?
Jim, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. They stand behind their product, and the unit works well. Thanks.
So positive.
I like cheerful.
That. That was good.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'll say toy.
Well, Jim.
Yes.
That is right.
Yay!
Nice!
Thanks. Brian, there's no reason to feel bad because this was a tough game. You both played an amazing game. It was so much fun. Brian and Jim, thank you so much for playing What's in the Box. Jim has won. Thank you both so very much, all my guests. And you have won an Apt Electronics gift card. You can go to apt.com for more information. Lou Malnati's is our other prize. So Jim has a choice of which one he wants. Once we put you on hold, Craig will get your information and help you out there. And you can go to loumalnatis.com for the Chicagoland locations. And you can also send a pizza to people. I sent a pizza to Mark DiCarlo for Christmas. Well, more with our guests when we come back. We'll wrap up our weekend wind-up and let Robin Martyr get home to his four kids. And then he's going to go to Sketchfest this weekend and see Mike Silver and Sarah Barnhart. More after this on 720 WGN. Right, Ellie? You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Really, what you learned is I can only do, Rocky Balboa saying Adrian. The rest of it just kind of winged.
No, that was perfect. No. You nailed it.
I did learn another thing tonight. I was at Howls and Hood, and they're playing videos, like 80s and 90s videos. When Michael Jackson comes on, you got a lot of people singing. And I sing badly, but that's a lot of bad singing going on. There's a lot of people just like, I know it's fun. What, Michael? What are you?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I've been on your show once before. Uh-huh. Oh, no, twice. But one time, you refused to sing. Mm-hmm. And you said, I don't
sing. We actually did a song called Patty Don't Sing.
And that was one. I had so much fun. And we were like, we give you a solo. I was like, get ready to hear Patty. And it was silent, which I expected for 16 bars. And then we came back in with the chorus, Patty Don't Sing, Patty. But the thing is, you just said, I think you just said that you sang at this bar.
No. Everybody else was singing. There was a lot of bad singing going on. No, I didn't sing Michael Jackson.
Really?
I have sung some, right? But like an accent. I mostly sing like, I'm like, what?
I've never seen you sing. I see you dance a lot.
I dance a lot.
I see you dance on bars, yes, but never sing at bars.
I got on the bar at Knife and Tyne. You were asking about a good brunch place, and I always put Knife and Tyne.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm all about that.
What did you land on for brunch?
So I have this brunch bunch. It's stupid.
It's a little gay.
A lot of gay. But I'm the only gay one. It's four of us.
What?
Yeah. Whoa, why are you surprised by that?
I'm kidding.
Straight people like brunch?
I'm kidding.
I know.
No, brunch is big in Chicago.
Don't worry about it.
Brunch is at 2, right? What time does brunch start? 2 p.m.?
10:30.
But the thing is, if you want a good brunch place, it's got to be at breakfast at like 8 or 9 because I'm not even kidding. They're all taken up. They're all taken up
all
afternoon.
Go to my
afternoon.
Brunch. Will you please try Knife and Tyne? Put it on your list.
I will. I'm pulling
their,
my phone.
Their cocktails are spectacular, but they have a cinnamon roll pancake. And they have...
Shut your mouth.
I won't. I'm paid not to.
Yeah, please don't do that. by the way, if you go to brunch at 8 or 9 o'clock, that's just breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
That's not brunch.
I totally agree with you. But the thing is, the best brunch places get so packed by 10, 11, 12,
yes.
1. Then if you just want to go and experience it, you gotta go at breakfast time. Mm. And I'm sorry, it's not brunch time, it's breakfast. I agree.
Well, let me know if you need to go to brunch at Knife and Tyne. Sarah Barnhart, she'll be performing at the Comedy Dance Collective.
Yes.
With Sketchfest on Friday.
Yes.
At 9 p.m.
She's very
7
funny.
7.
That's what I said.
Very 7. Funny.
Yeah. Very funny. Looking for, I will
she's
see that.
Funny, funny looking?
Yeah,
did you just
funny.
Say I'm funny looking?
No.
Very funny.
No, Patty, I said you said funny looking.
I'm looking forward to seeing that performance.
You said she's very funny looking.
No, you heard funny over there.
You're attractive, but very funny.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know what happened, but I said I was looking forward to seeing that show.
It's okay. I'm trying to be.
No. I have this happen in my marriage. My husband will say.
I'm not offended.
I'll be making dinner, and my husband will say, what are you making? And I'll hear, where's my dinner, bitch? And he's like, I didn't say that. And I'm like, that's what I heard. So I know
I
how this goes.
I just can't believe you said that.
That's why men want to run through a brick wall.
I know. Just saying. Which is, if you didn't say things, we wouldn't hear it.
I'm going to listen to this later and see what you said.
What?
I'm just going to follow this trail of Reese's Pieces.
That Craig's argument like, made a lot of sense.
It did.
I got every part of that.
Yes, yes. Yeah. If you don't say things, we won't misunderstand them.
My wife is still awake. I'm not saying a thing.
But you have to. You know why?
Nope.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Also, you can check out Sarah Barnhart's show on Sunday at the Cabaret Theater, stage773.com. For more information, Michael Silver will also be at the 7 p.m. performance on Friday night at Stage 773. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Patty. This was a blast.
Oh, wonderful. It was wonderful to have you. And I got some pie. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano. It's been quite the evening. I think that was one of my... every week is a new favorite round of What's in the Box, so I can't say that anymore. They're just fun games.
I'm happy that I introduced the funny voices to the segment.
Yeah, I would say you're responsible for that.
I would, you know... I mean, I didn't get to do Jar Jar this week. That's okay.
I think that there's time next Friday.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I'm inviting you to join me, Elliot, tomorrow for Sketchfest. I last year saw probably about 30 sketch performances. It's a lot.
I'll go to Sketchfest with you tomorrow, but that's because I'm going to bring a jug with me
to play
to get on stage with Super Punk.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably get back again so that when Michael does his spit.
Yes.
I'm going to get his phone number and then ask him out.
Yes, on Tinder. He gives out his Tinder account, too, by the way.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I know
but
he's
he gives his number out.
He's going to swipe left.
I can give his number out on the air.
Yeah, you can give his number out on the
air. I should ask him.
He's a really good-looking guy.
He's super good-looking.
I mean, I'm not.
Plus, he's a physicist.
Right. See, that's the other thing, too. I think I remember meeting him at a party once.
Yes.
And I know you told me he was a scientist.
Yeah, Northwestern.
And then I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm straight.
Right.
But gun to my head. He's a good-looking dude. He's a really good-looking dude.
Craig's trying to think of all the guns in his head.
Well, that would be such an awkward first date if you had a gun to your head the entire time.
I think, though, that's not good. I'm pretty sure looking at him, he's a charming guy.
I think Michael wants to get a relationship.
Yeah,
I
don't think he's going to be into you then.
I could just see the conversation. I'm funny. How am I funny? Huh? Am I funny? Ha-ha funny? Huh? Huh?
And can you tell your buddy to, like, stop pointing the gun at my head?
Right. I like you. I like you already. Oh,
but again, you know, I'm getting mixed signals from these comedians. You have some who are saying we're going to invite you on stage, but we don't really want you on stage. I'm going to give my phone number out, but I don't want you to call me.
I don't think I say it. That's the thing. I was noticing that on stage when I was watching the performances because, I mean, you've seen my show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I do. I don't think that is anything. I'm not misleading. I put it all. It's all me. I'm not giving you anything. It's all. This is why I'm nervous about doing Sketchfest. I've never been vulnerable in this circle of people. Like I've been. I don't mind being vulnerable on a comedy stage or like my own sort of thing. But it's weird. Like these guys don't know me.
Yeah,
a lot of performers are coming to the show.
Well, to me, though, I mean, I think all comedy is taking risks. You know, you're putting yourself out there. All comedy is taking a part of yourself.
I'm going to do 35 minutes of What's in the Box. I just decided
that would be pretty awesome. I mean, I think
let's just do that. Let's just bring Elliot and Daphne and Craig and Roger and Rob and just do What's in the Box on Sunday. And I've just changed the entire show. My tech guy is going to be so mad at me.
How many gift cards do you have?
That's a good question. That's an excellent. I have gift cards.
Yeah, you have lots of gift cards. But, you know, the whole thing, I really admire the act of putting on a show like that, knowing that, you're going to get judged one way or another. If you're not funny, you know, people are going to wonder, what happened with that?
Right.
And when I mean what happened with that, I mean my headphone that just fell apart. I've said this before, the whole thing, seeing your show, I've seen Michael do his show and all the things. There is a creative element in Chicago, the comedy aspect here in Chicago, I don't think enough people really appreciate, you know, whether it's Sketchfest or going to Stage 773 to see these shows. You know, these shows should be selling out every night. People need to be going to these shows and seeing just some of the incredible stuff that goes on here because Chicago has a vibrant comedy community that just, in my opinion, again, you know, I know Sketchfest does really well, but I think in my opinion, Chicago's comic community just doesn't get the appreciation it should get.
I mean, obviously there's a big appreciation for the sketch, for improv, that kind of stuff. But Stage 773 does a pretty amazing job of, I think, people who are familiar with the community and also bringing in new people every year, which is why I love talking about it. I mean, this is ours. That the reason we spend 2 weeks highlighting the groups that are participating in Sketchfest, this is our, I would say this is our piece de resistance. And as far as the performance, the comedy, you know, Chicago comedy, as far as stand-up goes, there isn't a festival for that. I mean, there, you know, the TBS comes in and they do a big festival, but that's not quite the same. This is generated by someone who is always here, Brian Posen. It's Stage 773. It highlights, it gives you an opportunity to go into that neighborhood, you know, try out some of the restaurants, try out some of the bars, and see some of the best sketch comedy you'll see in the world.
And it's so accessible.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, you can go there, you can see a great show. It's not, you're not killing your wallet by buying a ticket to these things.
Right.
You know, they're all very affordable. Again, incredibly talented people. Again, it's a, I think, yes, the Chicago community does appreciate it. It could appreciate it more, yep. Way more.
Well, one of the things that I talk about in my – I talk about the fires in California, which I won't do on Sunday because this is one of my favorite things I wrote a long time ago, but how they use water to fight fire. They use fire to fight fire. And now that in California, they also use goats to fight fire. the punchline of my joke actually uses a word that a lot of people apparently have a tough time saying. Craig, do we have audio of people trying to say gyro? So that's the way I say it. I was asked earlier, how do I say gyro? How do you say gyro? Gyro.
Gyro. Well, yeah, we were so accustomed to it. Because in all honesty, I mean, in all fairness, it's spelled the same way.
It's a Greek word.
It's a Greek word. Gyro is, of course, the lamb meat type sandwich, mm-hmm. that's served on a pita that you get at the corner shop. And it's very, very good. But we're so accustomed to calling it a gyro.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a while back that it's gyro.
Gyro.
Because Kronos, mm-hmm. the company that does it, did a commercial, a radio commercial, on the proper way to pronounce it.
Craig, how do you say gyro?
Gyro.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good try.
Right, Roger Badish?
Gyros.
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 Plural. I think it's a gyro.
I mean, almost have a bit of a R roll in there.
It's almost gyros. That's why the Spanish. Yeah. I think we try to make it more Spanish.
Yeah. I found the DNA Info article where they asked Chicagoans how to say it. Do you want me to play this audio?
Yes. Okay. Let's play the audio.
Gyro. In a restaurant, I say gyros.
Gyro. Gyro.
Gyro.
Right.
I do it two different ways. Okay. Gyro or gyro?
I say gyro.
We say it as gyro.
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 Gyro. Gyro.
We're in an Athena restaurant, Athena Greek restaurant in Greek town. Gyro, with a silent Y. Gyro means something that goes out in a circle. And that's what the spit, the meat that's hanging on the spit, that's what it does.
Oh.
It goes around in a circle, and that's how it cooks.
Gyro. Yeah. Gyros.
I like the gyro. I think a lot of people say gyro. Nah. And that's okay.
I used to take the Lunt bus down by the Lunt L.
Right.
And there was a gyros place, mm-hmm. right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I got the proper pronunciation.
There you go.
Gyros.
I call it the Lunt bus.
The Lunt bus. The 96.
The Lunt.
I don't know what's happening.
The Lunt bus. Lunt. Mm.
It reminds me of something else, and I can't say that on the air. More after this on 720 WJ. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm just wondering right now that we were talking about gyros, if there's anything that people say that it's not that you wonder if you're saying it the right way. Does it bother you when someone says it a certain way? I say gyro, but I don't ever get bothered by how someone else might say it.
Which one?
Anything. I mean, well, like gyro.
The street in Chicago, Goethe.
Goethe.
Right.
All right, then.
But a lot of people have no clue how to say it.
Goethe.
Goethe.
But I mean, like, you have to have read Goethe. I mean, like, that, I mean, that's, I get it. I get that people should know how to say Goethe. They should know. I mean, you would hope. But I didn't read Goethe when I was in high school, or even, I think someone corrected me. That's the only reason I know.
Oh. Okay.
I know it's an author, but.
Yeah. I would have told Goethe to like spell his name correctly.
Yeah, there's no R.
There's no R. No. Like I always
German
say,
freak.
Right. Because I always say Brett Favre really should be pronouncing it Favre because he's reversing it, but everyone just goes along with him.
Yes.
So
follow that guy. Roger's like, I can't have this conversation if you won't agree with me.
Favre
on Goethe. Do you ever correct anybody who says I never correct anybody who says go with go either. What variations have you heard of
goeth?
Goeth, yes, goeth.
Yeah.
Because
dost thou goeth?
Goeth.
Only if I goeth, down goeth.
And now people want to know where that street is. It's off of LaSalle. I know that it's an east-west street.
Mm-hmm. Goes all the way down to Inner Drive. It goes to the, you know, it doesn't go on to the Outer Drive.
Right.
It goes to the Inner Drive.
Yeah.
And
it's mostly a Gold Coast street, though, isn't it?
It's off. Well, that's what it's more famous
for. It's awfully pretentious.
Yeah. It's a little bit north of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, Craig, what are you wowing about?
No, nothing. I was just trying to think of other ways to say this. Like,
Goethe? Yeah, why would you think it was Goethe? Is there anything in the spelling that would make you think it was Goethe?
The G, it's sort of like poet, so Goethe, and then he, Goethe.
Goethe. I like that, Goethe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all works.
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
That sounds about right. No, that makes sense. I think, am I wrong, but that Rob Martier and Sarah Barnhart and Mark and Michael Silver are still in the building, but
they were up here.
They're no longer in the studio.
Yeah, they all just bounced.
Are they just doing like a tour of the station?
I think Rob just does that sometimes. He just gives people tours.
No, it's a very good idea. I should do that.
It's especially cool taking people down the hallway where all the old pictures are.
You know, I got a question. Did they take the hockey stick, our vodka hockey stick?
We still have the hockey stick, yes.
Good.
Does the hockey stick have anything in it, though? I think we kind of drained it.
Oh, that I don't know about that.
Oh, wow. We finished off the hockey stick?
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
It was tasty. Tasty. By the way, I'm feeling like my guests asked me tonight, both sets of guests, and now they're coming back in the studio. I know that we have
That's because we shamed them all to come back?
No, I didn't shame anybody into coming
back. Ask them how they liked the tour.
What in the what?
They procured more vodka.
That is the biggest bottle of Grey Goose vodka I've ever seen in my life.
That,
what is that?
Walgreens isn't open.
He needs a dolly for
you
that.
You know
thing.
Where they.
I know. No, we can talk about Club 720.
I feel a strange sense of shame right now.
Did we shame you back into the studio? No. Were you in the green room? I have pretzels. That's all I have to offer tonight is pretzels. Why? Don't be shamed.
No, I was just, you made a comment. I shamed them back into the room. I was trying to be funny.
If we want to offer that, I have cookie dough bites. And I got some candy over here.
You have what?
The little cookie dough bites. You know, I got those.
But you're a gummy bear guy. Do you like cookie dough bites?
Wait, did you think when I said I like gummy bears, I didn't like other candy?
Usually
That's crazy
people,
talk.
Usually they're pretty isolated.
I love candy. Like, I was born on Halloween.
I need a picture of that. I love
candy.
Yes, he has both.
It's the best.
It is the best.
These are the Zowers. Do you guys like the Zowers?
What are Zowers?
They're like sour Mike and Ikes.
They're great.
I learned something interesting tonight. I walked by this huge candy shop. It looks like Willy Wonka had some sort of Playboy thing going on over here. And there's like a full bar attached. It looks like a Kittyland. It looks like Kittyland and Candyland. And then full stock martini bar.
Where
it's like literally next door.
Two doors down.
Yeah. Are you talking,
Dillon's.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
It's called Dillon's. It's right in our building.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
in the same building.
Yes.
I've just never been in there.
It's fantastic overpriced candy. And they've got a little cafe attached to it. And they can mix you a cocktail if you'd like.
Well,
sandwiches.
Apparently the bar closes like at 10. I tried getting in there.
Oh, boy. Like, that's not good.
It's like rattling the door. They're like, no, sorry. It's past everyone's bedtime. Mm-hmm. There's ice cubes over here if you need them. Okay, so the question while you were out of the studio to Michael, Rob, and Sarah, how do you say the lamb's meat that comes in a pita?
Gyro.
Oh, lovely.
A gyro.
A gyro.
I think similarly, like gyro. Not gyro. I don't do the D, the R, the rolling the R, but I say gyro.
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 And how is that received when you do it that way, by the way?
I think overall that's...
You get what you ask for.
I think that's one of the most palatable, and people understand. They're like, yes, yeah, you're a whitey. Like, it's fine. Because if you work too hard, they're like,
And it's awkward.
And then if you get it exactly right, they think you're Greek. And you're like, no, I'm not.
You can run that
I'm
risk
not,
of that
not,
all
not,
of a sudden.
Yes, I do.
Do you have that, Elliot, where someone like thinks that you're Greek, and then they start... I get Italian a lot. Sarah, do you ever... Have you had a gyro, by the way?
No.
Oh.
Easy answer. Easy answer.
I just call it ew.
Ew.
Oh, no. The no, lamb.
I,
the lamb.
I don't want to eat lamb.
Oh,
yeah, no, it's gross.
In any in lamb chop, lamb leg, like and nothing. No. I love lamb; it's so good.
Lamb chops.
Lamb has no. I'm with for whatever reason. Gyros are good, but lamb like lamb chops have a weird taste to
me. No, not if you put the little mint.
And there was a cute show green about mint lamb on it. Chops.
Oh yeah. Like mint jelly.
I don't know
yeah, you put the mint jelly on
yes,
lamb.
Yes, mint jelly, and you prepare it correctly. Like it's very good.
If you have to say something requires mint jelly, in
it doesn't require it. It just tastes. Cool. It doesn't require it.
I don't know. I like.
That's what we grew up.
Well, what do you call the sauce, the cucumber sauce that you ask for with your gyro? Oh,
tzatziki
sauce.
That's what I call it.
That's right. Tzatziki. It's got a T.
But you've never had that.
I've had the sauce. I've not had the lamb.
The sauce is so good, just with pita bread.
It's very good.
It's
very good.
It's delicious.
Or you can put it on a falafel.
Yes, I've had it with falafel.
There's a lot. Oh.
My brother-in-law dressed up as a falafel for Halloween one year.
Do people know what he was going as?
Technically, the costume was something my mom had made when my sister and her friends were an ice cream sundae, so it was the chocolate ball of the ice cream sundae,
but he
decided to call himself a falafel.
No, and it reminds me a little bit of Ross dressing up as a potato for Hanukkah. Do you remember that? He was the Hanukkah potato.
Yeah, that was a really good one, that episode.
Do you not remember that episode?
No.
The one with the holiday potato?
Holiday potato.
Do you dress up on Halloween for your show?
Do I dress up?
No,
Dude,
not just
does
you.
She dress up?
I just, you know what,
on
next
Halloween.
Year, if I'm not here, I'm going to be outside dressed up.
I won last year. Na, 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 na.
Who voted?
Won? There are no winners. There are no winners.
Yes, he did. He was
I was the only one.
No, I was dressed up. Elliot and I were both here.
That's right. You took your jacket off.
I was Princess Leia from Empire, and Elliot was
X-wing fighter.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was a killer bee.
We did wine pairings with Halloween candy.
Oh,
in honor of our friend
what,
the wine diva.
What wine goes with candy corn?
We didn't. Did we do candy corn?
Yes, there
we
was
did.
Candy corn. Yes.
Was it a Riesling?
You know what? I'll
like,
listen to it.
It was a Riesling.
Okay.
Yes.
It might have been a Riesling. Sorry.
It
was fantastic.
I had to know.
It was so much fun.
Did you guys do a wine and a popcorn ball?
Yes. No. Yes.
Did
no,
you?
No. Yes. No. Can't remember.
Yes.
I only remember.
I think you want a Chardonnay because like Chardonnays are buttery, right?
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds
look
good.
At, wow.
Well, I only remember.
I went to one wine tasting. It was a few months ago.
I'm taking
That's
you.
The only
to
thing I remember.
Next time I go to Benny's, Sarah's coming with.
I don't drink a lot.
But she knows.
Perfect.
But she knows.
Perfect.
That's even better.
Mitch has a question for us. Hey, Mitch, what's going on? Or wants a comment?
Well,
yes.
I've got a real good friend who's a Greek who says that actually a lot of the Greeks think it's silly for people to make a big deal about it because it just means something that spins like a gyroscope.
Oh.
Or a gyrocopter.
So it's actually gyro. Are you saying?
Yeah. So it's not lamb. It's not. It's just talking about the fact that it's spinning. And he says that actually they don't understand why people make such a big deal about how to pronounce it. In America, we say gyroscope and gyro, so there's really nothing wrong with calling it a gyro.
There goes that half-hour radio.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, Mitch, I'm
wrong.
I'm really bummed now.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I was trying to get him to tell me how to say it right, and he just rolled his eyes at me, and he just said, it just means it's spinning. Quit worrying about it.
So I'll say spinning meat next time I go, because I like the Gyro King over on Milwaukee Avenue.
There you go.
It's very hard to remember what I want because he's so friendly. He's like, "Hello, my friend," and then I never get extra pita bread. We chat.
You're
all
his
time.
Friend.
I am his friend.
Well, anyhow, I just thought maybe that would help.
It does.
All it means is it something spinning.
That makes well, and we should. Did anyone think it was spinning?
Well, did they carve it while it's spinning? Like
yeah.
That's what
is yes, that, yeah, yeah. It kind of turns and they carve it.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I think the whole idea is to keep heating it evenly by spinning it slowly all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm giving you the hand gesture.
No, I see
it.
It's like you're waving
slowly.
On the
it's
back
beautiful.
Of a boat car.
That's right. Yes.
Like,
driving, and I just did the same thing. I just spun my fingers.
Yeah.
Me and Mitch just
yes.
did the same gesture.
Yes.
Mitch, thank you so much for calling. Be safe on the roads and have a wonderful evening.
I am, and I'm pulling over for a gyro.
Oh, there you go. Pulling over for a gyro. Thanks, Mitch. Do we have a break before the news? We do. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll hear from Roger. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's funny, I thought of Michael Silver earlier this week. We had a medium on the show on the telephone. And you and I had talked once at a party, perhaps over some cocktails, about whether or not scientists, what it's like for scientists to their impression of the soul. And you had mentioned that there is a measurable difference. You as a scientist, a physicist, I believe.
You guys talked about what over drinks at a party?
Okay.
This happened. Okay.
That's for real. Cool. This is legitimate.
This is really what happened.
Sure.
After a vamp party.
Yeah. What were you guys drinking while you talked about the soul?
I think like Bush Light.
And yeah, like for real, nothing hardcore.
No, really. It really was. I mean, these are kids who are, you know, they're starting out in their careers.
How old do you think I am?
27.
Nine. I'm about to be 30.
Why are you what? So?
I'm just saying Elliot, you were saying kids, and I'm like, all right.
To Elliot and me, you are kids. To Craig, you are a peer. Sarah,
no. He said
I'm
it.
I'm grandpa.
Oh,
hashtag 30. Love you, grandpa.
Aw. Hashtag 30. The way you felt about turning 30, though, it's different. I turned 30 last year.
It's funny. I
feel different, but in a really great way.
I don't remember feeling. Yeah. You know why? I've been lying so much about my age. I mean, like, I can't say. When I turned 30, I didn't say I was turning 30. So I didn't do that.
You lie in front of your own son.
No. It's not that I lie in front of I lie to my own son.
Yeah. That's more direct.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe more acceptable. Yes. Who knows?
Griffin, he was like 4 or 5 years old, and he came running up to me crying. He goes, Mommy, Abuelita says you're never going to get older. And he thought that I had a curse put on me because my mother had told him that I didn't age. Like I was sticking at 34.
She was trying to compliment you and make him,
Not compliment me. That she also lies with me. She lies on my age.
Yep.
So what about
she
the
backed
soul
me up.
Thing?
So the soul thing. Okay. Yeah. So my son, similar to Michael, is very science oriented, but also believes in, you know, this bigger part of who we are.
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's the soul, the universe. Yep. And Griffin kind of grapples with religion and what that means. He's had arguments this is why we started talking about it, Michael. Griffin's Bible study teacher was a little bit taken aback when Griffin told her he didn't appreciate that she taught the Old Testament as a historical document, that it was more of an allegory. And this is a 10-year-old arguing with his Bible study teacher.
That's insane.
Yes.
I love that.
And then she said that in another class, she said that God didn't recognize gay marriage. And Griffin said, my God does.
Ooh.
Suicide came up. And here's my thing with this teacher. If you don't want to be challenged on it, don't bring it up. Maybe you don't open it up for conversation.
Exactly.
Because my son will jump in there. She said that people who commit suicide are damned to hell. They will never go to heaven.
Mm. Which by, honestly, like if you look at Christian like doctrine, killing yourself is
ruining, destroying God's gift of life.
Gift, exactly. And therefore you're gonna go.
So Griffin asked, did God also gift that individual with mental illness in which they took their own lives?
Or if the person jumped on a hand grenade to save other people, they are technically committing suicide, but are doing it for greater good.
Martyrdom. Love it.
So, and again, actually, there is no reference to suicide in the Bible.
Is there not?
No.
So the thing is, I feel like normally I pride myself.
By the way, that's why I looked at Elliot. It's always a fun moment for me when we start talking about the Bible. This happened with my mom. No, we're not arguing.
Oh, no.
It's a conversation.
I normally pride myself in my knowledge of the Bible. But as far as suicide goes, I'm actually not that knowledgeable. I focused myself on LGBT stuff because it's so hard to defend and make points and stuff
Because what comes up
my
every
sister.
Time.
I'm not bringing that up.
You had a little bit of a muscle thing that happened right by your eye.
A lot of it.
What does she say?
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, I don't know where WGN stands on a lot of political things, so I probably shouldn't get into this, but she is incredibly conservative in a way that's misinformed. And she will she will post these things on my walls about guns and about Obama and about the, and I don't want to pick one side or the other because I'm on the radio right now, but it's very conservative, and that's fine. That's fine. You can be conservative as long as you're informed. That's all I want. And a lot of times on Facebook, I post articles that I'm like, oh, this is where you should, like, oh,
take
I'm
a reading, look at this.
I'm reading yours, yes. And I appreciate you posting this because I want to know. And now I'm going to post this. I hope you read it. But then, but she blocks me and all these other things. And my grandmother, who has been a Republican, super conservative for her whole life, called me to complain about my sister. My grandmother is 88 this year. She said, your sister won't listen to your president. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, the president came on to do an announcement and she turned it off. And I was like, okay. And she was like, well, I told her, don't you want to be informed? That was my grandmother, right, who was an incredibly staunch Republican. And she told my sister to turn the channel back to the president so she would be informed.
To listen, then decide if you disagree.
Exactly. And that's my sister. She's 4 years older than me.
Were you close growing up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She
So what is it like over, you know, holiday dinners? I mean, does it come only on her, is it on her Facebook page or is it also in person?
Because, it is in person.
Right. I mean, he's laughing because you were at my Christmas dinner, which was entertaining.
Oh, it's very entertaining. My family, what I think it's very typical. It's macaroni and cheese, turkey, gravy, this other stuff. My brother's illegitimate son.
We always have that other stuff. Yes.
My brother. So you know my last name.
Do you call him the illegitimate son?
No, he's three. Yeah. No, he's three. He likes me a lot. He talks to me. He doesn't talk to a ton of people. He's down in Florida. His last name is
Silver.
His first name is Sterling.
Quick. I was like, oh no. Aww.
It literally is. It literally is.
I was really hoping for Quick. I was so hoping for
My
Quick.
Dad wanted to name me or my brother, Jimmy is my brother, Sterling. And my mom was like, nope.
Yeah.
And
good choice.
Then my brother, yeah, right. My brother was like, yeah, Sterling Silver, which actually, you know what? He could be a baller.
It could be a tough. It's a tough name.
He could be a baller, or he's gonna like fold to it. And am I not?
So, your sister, now Catholic upbringing or no?
She's not Catholic. None of us were Catholic. No. But I do enjoy going to Catholic Mass. I personally do.
It's very elaborate. Hold on, Mark wanted to join the conversation real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mark, what were your thoughts?
Hey, Patty, I let Griffin know that the official Catholic Church stance on suicide is it's not a mortal sin, because in order to commit a mortal sin, you have to be in your right mind. If you commit suicide, you're not in your right mind.
Which is Griffin's point, right?
Whoa.
It's about mental illness.
You are not damned to hell. That is not the official Catholic Church
so,
stance.
Wow. That is good to know. That makes sense, Elliot?
No, it makes sense to me, but I do take issue with this qualification of sin and mortal sin, because the Bible itself says that there is no difference between sin in general. So
I agree 100%, yeah, by the way.
If you tell a lie, it's the same as killing someone. Again, the strict theological interpretation. Again, I'm saying the strict
with
theological.
Right.
No. Catholics, it's different. There are
okay. That's just making sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but if you look at the Bible specifically, strictly interpreting it from what it says, there is no difference in between me telling a lie, like telling you, hey, that haircut looks
versus
really nice,
eating an oyster.
Or eating an oyster.
I'm not right. even kidding.
Yeah,
shellfish,
or,
yes.
Actually, or reading my horoscope, which is also considered a sin.
Craig is looking at the rundown. He's like, I don't see Bible.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You guys are probably all going to hell is what I think I picked up.
That's what
here.
Happens when you bring me on and you start talking about it.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for helping us with the conversation.
Yep, thanks.
That was great. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm Protestant, so we're just like, forgive everyone. Have good faith.
The thing
you
is,
love
like,
each other.
I'm sorry, but I have to end on this.
Please.
Jesus said nothing about homosexuality. He never condemned it. Of all the things that he condemned, it was religious hypocrisy. That was the one thing, and he never said anything, even about adultery. So, dude, you're all, you know.
No, thank you. Yeah.
I said Tootsie Roll because Roger's putting Tootsie Rolls in.
Yeah, he was doing a Tootsie
camera.
Roll.
What was that about, Roger?
We had to go
Roger?
Meet Roger upstairs, and that's he's a delightful
guy. We just met him.
Do you have a bunch of those?
I have a half a bag of them.
Why didn't you give us one when we were up there, Roger?
I wasn't thinking. I wasn't in my right mind.
That's all right. Craig has cookie dough.
I have cookie dough bites, and I have Zowers.
I want a cookie dough bite.
Okay.
All right, so we've cleared the Bible. I think all of our questions have been answered.
I mean, like every single one of them.
Oh, yes. Only there hasn't been a selfie yet. More after this on 720. You know what's up next. You know what's happening next. More after this on 720 WGN. And go to WGNradio.com. I'm just saying, I think tonight's going to be fun. More after this. I'm not sure how long I let this go on for because I could let it go on. Craig, I do particularly enjoy just all that's left. All that's left are the digits. Are you all right, Craig? I know. I've upped the ante a little bit with the videos. I'm hoping I managed to catch a little bit of Roger Badish because he was doing some severe chair dancing. Because he is he's attached to the news desk. He can't go anywhere. He's in his box.
If I stand up, you get my stomach.
Well,
on the video.
And that happens as well.
And we don't want to see that.
I actually didn't. I just had the camera on the tripod, so I don't really know what happened the entire time.
Was it right side up this time?
No, that isn't in the posting of the videos.
Oh.
I spent about an hour, and Craig will attest to this. He was tagged about 8 different times when I kept adding a photo, a video, and then deleting it, and I couldn't get it to flip over. So I actually had to download a different app in order to save the video and then load it that way, which whatever it takes. Hey, it's all for the show. So that's all happening. How you doing, Craig? Are you okay?
A little tired. A little tired. I threw Soldier Boy in there. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm going to see it.
Okay, good.
It's videotaped.
You're going to be sore tomorrow.
I'm so sore every day after this now.
If you go to WGNradio.com, you still have time to look at that video. Steve says you have 6 hours to rewind on anything on WGNradio.com. So you can just rewind and watch that with Michael Silver, with Sarah Barnhart, Elliot Serrano, Roger Badish, and Craig all dancing.
And I'm the boy in the box.
The boy in the box. What we meant to get to. Jason Skaggs, our music producer extraordinaire, singing, writing, producing, all that stuff. What do you think of our what we meant to get to? Michael, you're 29 years old and you're out of breath. What's happening?
Oh, no, no. I'm a sweater. You know what?
I can confirm.
In high school, people would be like, where were you? And I was like, playing basketball during lunch. I wasn't. I just walked to class.
Oh.
It was me. That's me.
You're not alone.
Hey, no sweat, Michael.
No sweat. Oh.
Lots of sweat, Sarah. Yeah.
That's why I'm afraid to do the stairs with Patty.
Oh, come do the stairs.
Seriously, I'll go 2 steps and I'm drenched.
Oh.
Whether I'm in shape or not.
You and me both.
Did you see who joined me today?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Craig, did you see who joined me on the stairs?
Stephanie, cool. Did Stephanie go?
Stephanie, I have a video of
awesome.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
She was adorable. She did the entire building, 23 and a half floors, because as you know, Elliot, Craig, you know that our building, for some reason, stairwell C comes to an abrupt stop mid-stairwell. So you can't do a full floor.
Which one's that? Because I kind of want to like go up that, because that means I don't have to go the full
flight of stairs. Yeah, just that one? No, but from the bottom of the building, you have to start. It's 24 floors up.
Oh,
24.
You start at the basement. Yes, actually.
I take you all the way down to the basement, and then Craig, that happened.
I remember this.
Yes,
I lived on the 15th floor of a building for 3 months when I first moved here.
Yes,
and I was about to move out, and I hadn't taken the stairs yet. And I was like, I have to take the stairs. By the 6th and a half floor, I'm pulling myself up on the railing. I get up to the 15th floor. Into the apartment. I lay on the floor for a good 10-15 minutes.
Oh. This is real.
It was so hard and painful.
It's so good for you.
But stairs are not natural.
You know what that reminds me of?
They're not natural.
No, they're not natural.
What was that movie? Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. It was the movie version of a stage play where everyone had to keep climbing up to their apartment at the very top.
Oh,
all the repairmen.
Barefoot in the park?
Barefoot in the park. All the repairmen, the phone guy.
Wait, stop.
It was hilarious.
Wait, what, Craig?
Barefoot
in the park?
He knows what it is.
Yeah. Excellent job.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Roger. Something about
they argue a lot. Is that why they argue so much? Because they're so mad at like.
Well, after the glow of the marriage wears off, he's got to work too much, and she doesn't like it, and
you know. But it was the people climbing, having to climb up the stairs for the deliveries and the phone installation and everything else that was just hilarious at the beginning.
Well, we won't
and
be fighting.
That reminds me of that.
We won't be fighting in the stairwells. There won't be a glow that diminishes for our fight for air climb coming up on March 6th. Elliot, you're in.
Yeah.
Last year, I felt bad. We made you basically like table boy somehow.
Wait, what is this? Can I participate?
Yes, and you will now.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a team.
You volunteered. You're stuck now.
I asked, and now I am in.
Yes, we are doing the Presidential Towers. It's four buildings, 45 floors each.
Oh, boy.
And you can do one, two, three, or all four floors.
And what are you doing?
And we're climbing them.
No. That's fake. What are you doing?
We walk upstairs until we get to the top.
I do
top.
All four of them.
Yes. You do all four.
She does all four of them.
Meaning, how many floors?
180 altogether.
Yeah. I'm going to do that with you.
Excellent.
I am not going to do that with you.
Well, you can also donate at the fightforairclimb.org. It's the American Lung Association's biggest fundraiser in the Chicagoland area, and we are excited to participate again. It is the WGN radio team, In It to Win It. And by the way, no. Craig, I remembered something.
Go ahead.
I can't have a team.
Oh, why is that?
Just in the off chance I can't be here.
Oh, no.
What?
Because you have like a TV show stuff that you have to
do. I might not be here.
I mean, maybe.
Well, can't you still have hopefully. A team name?
And
everyone goes.
You know what? I'm in it to win it.
So.
All right.
But wait, though, because we were talking about me maybe being a mascot. Now I guess I'm running it because I signed up too, which was a mistake, but I'm going to do it.
Yes.
If you can't go, should I just go in like a Patty costume?
I would love to see a Patty costume. But I can
go as you.
I can give you Batgirl. It has the wig attached.
Oh, okay. You mean like a costume. I'm going in Patty in a costume.
Yes, wait a minute. As Patty in a costume.
And he'll look great because if you remember, a few days ago, I put his face on All About the Bass. Remember? And he looked awesome.
I got to share that.
I did. I nailed that.
The jib jab.
Please do. Yes. Please do. I love jib jab.
Yes, I do too. I did love how much I was wearing a blonde wig with brunette bangs. Really cracked me up. I was rocking it. I was rocking it hard. But Craig, I think with the 5 o'clock shadow and the wig.
Yeah, I nailed that.
You nailed that as well.
By the way, for stuff we didn't get to, everyone should really buy a Powerball ticket. Really, everyone should do that.
And make the odds even harder.
No, we talked about this last night. It makes the odds no harder.
Craig, you found out later that to buy every single ticket, every single number combination in order to just win, right? Because it's going to be $1 billion.
Are you talking about the lottery?
It's for $1 billion.
It's the Powerball.
It's going to be like $1 billion.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, if you were like very rich, let's say you own an oil field or something, I don't know.
Okay, yeah,
and you can afford to buy every single numerical combination available.
Yeah, I do.
You might be able to double your investment, right?
So how much would it be to buy every single combination?
$1 billion.
No, so it's funny. We talked about that last night and we were trying to figure out the math about how many tickets are available. Well, the odds is the math. The odds of winning the Powerball is because of the amount of numbers available. So when they say you have 1 in 292 million of chances. A chance to win, that's how many tickets you'd have to buy to ensure that you would win.
Michael's doing the math. Yep.
No,
yep.
No. I mean, I'm thinking, but I'm not, because you provided me vodka. And it was wonderful, and I love it. And realistically, like, let's sit down.
Yes.
We'll buy some lottery tickets.
No.
And we're going to win.
No.
Yeah, but
no,
here's.
Show of hands. Show of hands. Who bought lottery tickets?
I am going to buy them.
Yep. My hands
Nobody.
Are not
being sure.
My question is this. If you, let's say on the off chance you do win.
Yes.
Is the state going to give you your money? Because we already know that
this isn't a state thing.
It wasn't a state thing?
The Powerball is not just
multi-state.
Multi-state.
All right. So
it's
you do get
your
money.
Yes.
But the state throws in a share. Is the thing, because it's in the state of Illinois.
Well, it's run by Powerball. It's run through,
but states have to approve it.
Oh, no, they already put it in. It's not.
It's not. We're not.
They can't pull out.
I don't think
they can't. They can't.
Illinois is bad at pulling out. Okay,
I don't have that on my review list here.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. What was that?
Is not good at pulling out.
Okay,
I hear that all the time, and I'm told, why didn't you pull out? And then I'm like, there was miscommunication.
I want to say hello to one of our listeners. I don't know if she minds if I say hello to our ranger who listens to the show, and she is a fan of our show and always has great comments to add. So hello to our ranger. I don't know if you want me to say both your full name. We have some lovely fans who comment. One of them, John. Hi, John. And to Luna. Yeah, is Luna.
How is Davide?
Oh, Davide.
Yeah, he's in Italy.
But he learns English based on this radio show. So again, sorry, Davide.
It's Saturday. I don't know if he listens to us on the way to work.
Where is he? In Italy?
In Italy.
He's in Italia.
Where in Italy?
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa!
Oggi non posso, sono impegnata.
Oh.
Wow, that happened.
Where were you when we were trying to figure out how to say Davide? We spent a half an hour.
Literally, yeah, full on.
Davide.
David.
David.
Dave.
Italian Dave.
That's the one.
That's the one we went with. Yes. Elliot!
I am now suddenly out of my league here.
Another real quick story that we meant to get to. The Willis Tower or the Sears Tower is no longer a top 10 tower for the like world's tallest. It just got bumped out of the top 10.
Wait, no, I thought we were like third.
No, they're out of the whole top 10 now.
Michael. Because of the New York, is that why?
Yes.
The Shanghai Tower.
Oh, Shanghai.
Is the one that
you
knocked
know what?
Them out.
I haven't been there. But
how did that happen? All right. It is 2 a.m.